What's poppin'? It's the DealsNitty.com studios bringing you another Drew and Mike show, taking you into the holiday weekend. And what are people going to do this weekend? Because you can't go to the bar.
Oh, they'll have parties.
You can't go to the jazz festival.
They'll find a way to party.
Well, I know the word with cruise is canceled. I mean, it just seems like, people will be on their boats or whatever, I suppose.
Can't stop a party.
Interesting, though, I just stumbled onto something. It was a protest schedule for the weekend with some pictures, and it had a story about the cops speeding through the crowd, which was a couple nights ago. And I was like, well, why is everybody coming down so hard on these outdoor concerts? And then they have this protest schedule, and there's really nothing said about it.
Hey, Vanilla Ice's concert just got canceled.
Oh, I saw that.
Already?
That's funny. I thought he just scheduled it, too.
No, it's been scheduled for a while, and they thought July would be okay. And it's an outdoor gig, but...
Plus, he only has five fans left, right?
No.
Well, they said they were selling tickets to 2,500 people. It's a 5,000-seat venue, so I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to see the protest schedule for the weekend. There's protests every day, and, you know, one's in Ypsilanti, one's in Detroit, and so on and so forth. And
people are just going to do what they want to do.
But some people get a lot of shit for trying to do what they want to do, and some people don't. And, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. It's just, it was hard for me not to go, huh, because I just read about the canceling of the jazz festival. Which didn't look like a really... They showed a clip from last year. It was probably, 700-800 people watching somebody play at Hart Plaza in the Shell.
Yeah.
And
Bob Page was extremely disappointed in that one. Bob Page is a yearly... he goes there every single year. He loves it.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah.
He is a participant.
And Vanilla Ice is canceled, and, there's some other things that... the bars. I mean, the bars, it's like, man, one bar... And see ya. It just, and then all morning it was the most cases ever in one day.
Yep.
But nothing about the deaths. Again, I feel like there is a piece of good news in there. Can we just have it spread to people? The good news? Because the
she should do it.
The death curve is going down. The cases are going up. So
Drew, yesterday you mentioned that during the show, and it wasn't, and I heard it, and it just kind of went over my head, and it wasn't until I actually saw you last night to pick up a couple of things from the studio that you showed me the graph, and I said, wow, I haven't seen that graph anywhere, and it's actually pretty amazing. I was looking at some of the daily numbers were like 4, 8, 11.
Well, it's exceptionally good news. Detroit deaths in Michigan are much, much lower, but I don't know, are we rooting for the disease? Are we rooting for the influenza?
Sounds like you guys are. Sounds like you're rooting for
it. No, I'm rooting against it. But if you don't point out that the fact that deaths are going down, it feels like you're rooting for it. It's like you only want to talk about the worst things.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can handle it better because now we know what it can do. New York really got boned with that. Bloomberg's got a really good story. I think it's Bloomberg about how this wave is different from the other wave. That breaks a lot of the stats down. But still, I think it's the percentage of positive tests that is kind of shocking and surprising.
But I would think people dying would be, I mean, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And if that number is going way down, I would think somebody pointed out.
Well, the New York Times had a story today that, the deaths are down, but they say it's going to rise because of this sudden shooting up of new cases. So they're predicting that more deaths are coming.
Well, I'm sure some deaths
are
coming,
New York Times.
But if the curve's going up with cases and the curve's going down with deaths, it would seem that the strain must be a lot weaker. So I don't know what they're predicting. The strain will pick up steam,
or they're handling it better. I mean, but hospitalizations are up. I think that's the one. But I mean, if everything's fine, everything's fine. So.
Well, I get in this thing where I'm like, well, God, I know how to take care of myself. I really am not doing a lot of things. I'm not doing anything risky. And then I see that, you know, planes are just headed all over the place with packed houses. We'll skip the middle seat when we can. But, you know, the pictures that you see online are of packed planes. So it just seems like it's one standard for people that want to follow the rules and one standard for people that don't want to follow the rules. And some people, we don't care if they follow the rules. And some people, we're going to give them shit until they follow the rules. But that's, I don't know, it's just really strange.
People are going to do whatever they want to do.
People are having COVID parties.
I think that's what
we've
learned over the last 4 months anyway.
Well, I think I've learned a lot watching 90 Day Fiancé, as I pointed out. You know, like this guy in India and some of these other countries where they absolutely kowtow to authority. And here, I think, you know, because of maybe it's social media, something to do with it. I don't know. It just seems like everybody thinks they know what's best for them and they do what they want to do. And
it's what the country is built on.
I don't think the country's built on holding some people responsible and not others, or I don't know. I didn't mean to get that heavy about it.
Yeah, we already know that the country's built on racists. So
yes, of course. Everything we've succeeded with is because of privilege. Death Wish Coffee, thousands of our listeners who are badass are already drinking it. If you run a business and you want to get more productivity out of your employees, then you need to go to deathwishcoffee.com right now and order some for your team, unless they're just pussies and they don't want to order Death Wish Coffee because they can't handle it. Or you don't want your people to be any more productive, then don't. Don't give them Death Wish Coffee because they will be perkier. We all drink it on the show because we love strong coffee. It's delicious. Go to deathwishcoffee.com. Make sure you use the promo code DREW15 at checkout. Save 15% off your order. If your office drinks a lot of coffee, we do the same. You'll save a lot of money using the promo code DREW15 at checkout. Of course, available on the shelves, too, if you go out and about. And there was very good news, deathwishcoffee.com, and DREW15 is the promo code. Very good news today with Ghislaine Maxwell's arrest.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I cannot believe how long it took, but better late than never. And, of course, she's been going from here to there to everywhere, these swanky, fancy places. I just saw four or five of them on Inside Edition. Living her good life. And I have to believe, and I wonder if they'll even bother with this, because it seems like most of the time they don't. I wonder who's helping her, because people have to be helping her.
Well, yeah, you saw she just bought a house, a few months ago? The house she was arrested at, she just bought it with an LLC.
Yeah.
And there was a caretaker with a British accent.
Well,
why would she come back here if she was overseas?
Probably wanted to, but that was a big mistake.
Hiding in plain sight.
Not that I want her to get away.
She probably got stuck here, right?
I don't know. I don't know why she came back, because she was in France at this super swanky apartment of Epstein's, I guess, that he gave her or something. But
although they do say that she may have spoofed a lot of those places that she was supposedly at.
She what?
She spoofed a lot of those places, like the burger place. You know, that was
the fake picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how brilliant she is at doing this or not, but I do believe people had to be helping her, and I also believe that she knows a lot about a lot of people, and so they may feel they've got her.
They may suicide her?
Well, it was, certainly would be interesting, isn't it? And what happened to all those people who failed on Epstein? What
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Where are their pictures? Why aren't they canceled?
Oh, the ones that helped him?
No, the ones that let him kill himself or killed him, whatever it is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we still don't know who they are.
Well, we know who the two, didn't we find out who the two?
Yeah, the two
that are being protected
slugs
by the union, yeah.
The warden was transferred, though.
The
warden
is probably in Maxwell's estate. Seems to be the good hiding spot. No one knows who it is.
He got a new gig. The warden did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's got, all I know is she could be the key to a lot of things, starting with Alan Dershowitz, who the girl who had sex with Prince Andrews says she had sex with Alan Dershowitz, and she said some other girls did too. And Alan Dershowitz is just wildly suing anyone he can. And I don't know. It seems like they just can't quite put the squeeze on him.
Or maybe somebody doesn't want to. I don't know.
Reading that whole, I thought maybe it was taking a lot of time because they wanted to flip her for the feds.
But they haven't even talked to her. They can't find her. They couldn't find her.
They found her pretty quick when the indictment came down. 6 counts, 2 for perjury, which it's kind of fun reading that, the whole indictment, the thing. I mean, she couldn't have said it more plainly. I didn't massage anyone. What are you talking about? And then they do that follow-up question. Are you telling me you never were with anybody under the age of 17? No, not at all. What are you talking about?
They have so much.
I mean, she's at least going to get perjury.
They have so much testimony about people recruiting them, her recruiting them, grooming them, so on and so forth. I mean, there's a pile of evidence miles high.
There's only 3 in this case.
They always nail it down to the best cases.
Best ones, yeah.
And of course, if this fails, they'll find 3 more that are maybe just as good. But she has, you know, she's been to Mar-a-Lago.
That's right. Lock her up.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on 26 flights with Bill Clinton.
She's basically Where's Waldo, too, in a lot of pictures. Do you ever notice that? They keep showing these pictures of, like, I don't know, Chelsea Clinton's wedding, and there she is. And then there's a picture of Trump and Epstein at Mar-a-Lago, and there she is in the background. She's just always around.
Well, you know, the thing with Bill Clinton is, you know, I have no idea what Bill Clinton did or what he didn't do or what Donald Trump did or what Donald Trump didn't do, but 26 flights is a lot of flights. I mean, to not notice anything, and I just have a real hard time believing that this guy ever went without action. And the plane, the flights themselves had people on it that would be very difficult to explain.
I was really just having a little fun.
That happened several times a day for him, right? Isn't that what he used to?
Yeah, 3-4 times a day, right. Sometimes more. And Clinton was at the New Mexico ranch, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was at Pedophile Island or not.
Is that the ranch near? Is that the ranch near the new statue? That's pretty classy.
What a weird statue to pop up.
That's not a real statue, is it?
No,
isn't it just
somebody
put something on it?
He paid for it. No, it's someone, some joker, put it up in front of the city hall.
The plaque was pretty interesting. Did you read the plaque?
No, what did it say?
The plaque said it all.
Well, the plaque was the most interesting part about it because the statue doesn't look anything like him. It looks like generic man A.
It's not him.
The plaque says
Jeffrey Epstein, investor, and it listed a couple of qualifications. Then it said pedophile. Was that it, Brandon?
Yeah, pedophile.
Yeah, and then it started bringing up all of his it listed all of his cases, like the state versus Epstein.
Right. Yeah.
From 2004 all the way to present.
All of his bona fides, so to speak.
So anyway.
Something special.
It's easy to say that she was just on a plane. I didn't even barely met her, but you know, she was invited to Chelsea's wedding. That's pretty significant. And Harvard, by the way, has some explaining to do.
Ooh.
Harvard sent people. I just read a long article last night about Harvard and Jeffrey Epstein, which is just abominable. They sent people down to meet with him when he was on work release in Florida. They had people. He actually conducted meetings with Harvard while he was at his home.
Out of curiosity, about what?
He had some projects with Harvard. He spent a lot of money at Harvard. He set up, I think he'd spent $12 million at that point. He spent money after that at Harvard. He went to Harvard in 2015, 16, met with people, brought lovely young assistants.
Well, Alan Dershowitz, he teaches there. What was the other guy, that scientist? We're surprised that scientist was thrown in the mix. He works at Harvard. They all seem to work at Harvard.
Yeah. So, tough week for Harvard and Yale. Did you know one of Yale's nicknames is the Eli's?
Oh,
which is named after Eli, whatever his name is, Yale, the slave trader.
I love lesbians.
And the Harvard girl.
That was the stupidest nickname.
The girl said she was
the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
It's pretty stupid. The girl was going to stab anyone who said All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
She was fired.
Yeah.
And, can we hear a teary Instagram post?
Oh, it was pretty sad.
Hold on. I got to get Kleenex.
What did this lady say again? This is the one that said.
She's going to stab people.
If she heard someone say, was it All Lives Matter?
Yeah.
And then she said, if I hear one more person, she was going to stab them. And then her apparently her job got a hold of that and fired her for it because you're not supposed to make threats on the internet. And right after they fired her for it, she made this video.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted. standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people. The job that I had worked really hard to get and meant
really, really hard.
Just called me and fired me because of everything. I don't know if everyone's seen, but it's been circulating a lot. My Black Lives Matter TikToks were picked up by conservatives and spread and shared, and people were demanding that I be fired, which I just got. My job that I worked really hard for.
Too bad you didn't have tenure.
I know this is what...
She thinks people aren't laughing at this.
Very compelling.
There's another little video of her, too, that she's also crying. It's after this one, I think. I think it's 38 seconds. Is this it?
Maybe. This might be the original.
So I genuinely did not know this, but cracker apparently is a slur used to oppress white people and silence them. Like, I had no idea that you guys were being called cracker, taffy, 8 mile, albino, Betty, Crocker, cracker, jack, dog, fuck you.
No, that was just a previous. Here it is. Here's the one you're looking for.
This is it.
Trump supporters took my job away from me.
Trump supporters.
I've gotten death threats, rape threats, violent threats. It was okay, but now it doesn't like my future. My future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life.
Oh, man.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Fuck. I'm too strong for you. I'm too strong for any of you.
You don't look very strong.
All lives matter. Races.
Bit of a roller coaster Trump going on here.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Racism. And I'm not going to stop using my platform to advocate for it. Uh-oh. And I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that. That you are cowardice enough to fight somebody who's going to make an indelible change in the world and is going to have an impact.
Well, aren't who's you that? Something? Aren't you something?
When are you going to start?
Aren't you something?
Jeez, why'd you go cry about it?
So far, by threatening people with stabbing them over saying three words.
When are people going to learn to not use social media?
Yeah.
Never.
What good comes from it?
They've grown up with it. They can't help themselves. They're addicted to it.
All the ridiculous personal stuff that people just blithely vent
Trudy,
there.
I don't get it.
Well, I think a lot of times people are rewarded for crying on Instagram or, you know, showing emotion. Oh, my God, you're so real.
Oh, because they're authentic?
Apparently.
Like Nexium?
Yes. She has inspired other people.
I have no skills.
Some people who, I guess, there's some debate.
I am worthless.
How true this is. Some people who were supposedly incoming employees at Deloitte or work at Deloitte are saying, you know, count me out, Deloitte, like they're quitting or they're not going to take their jobs because Deloitte is so horrible for firing her. But I don't know if that's real.
That's probably fake.
I sure don't think I would. I mean, I stand with her all the way, but I'm not going to risk my job over it. Isn't it amazing, though? She really has. This is something I've seen a lot of lately. This apology from people on the left, it seems, mostly. When people on the right apologize, don't they really try to kiss ass and save themselves? You're like, oh, my God, I had no idea how painful blackface was.
What she said was a dumb thing to say.
It's Trump supporters.
It's also a dumb thing to be fired over because we're just living in a dumb world thanks to dumb social media. It's all stupid.
Fiona Apple was ahead of her time when she said,
stupid that
she's even in this world. That's how I feel. Thank you, Fiona, for expressing how I felt.
Yeah. It's not even the dumbest story of the day.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of dumb stories every day. But these dumb stories, okay, so in her case, Jimmy Kimmel, and there's a third one, too, where there really isn't an apology. They're not apologizing. They're saying, ugh, just because of these fucking Trump people. Oh, Yale, who said this thing about they should change your name because it's Yale's named for a slave trader. Ah, it's a right-wing poke. So in other words, if it comes from the right, then... and Jimmy did not apologize for wearing blackface. He said he was trying to look like... Carl Malone.
Mm-hmm.
And that the skin color was no different than the muscles they put on him, and which I thought somebody might get pissy about it, but it didn't happen. Howard Stern's another one. He didn't apologize. He kind of sort of did. But not the, you know, you hear those really pathetic apologies where you're almost like, oh, please. But I can't say I like it anymore when people blame it on someone else. I mean, you either did something worth apologizing for or you didn't.
Well, they're just apologizing to get people off their ass.
Right. But why apologize and then say it's Trump supporters' fault? I mean, that seems like that's not an apology.
It's not. She didn't
because
apologize.
Everybody but on social media is a hot mess.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
At all.
Oh, man. What a... United States of assholes on full blast.
Yeah.
But, you know, these little stories in the one today about Auburn Hills where this this black woman and white woman and her black 15-year-old, they get into this thing and a gun's up ends up being pulled. I think, really, I wish we would stop emphasizing these stories so much because I think it just it's so divisive because they get blown up into this giant thing.
But man, and, what a great video, huh?
No, it's a great video.
That's why it's a major story.
A lot of bitching about the Free Press only showing part of it, by the way.
Well,
they only show from the when she pulls the gun on. They don't really show the beginning of
Inside Edition did the same thing.
Well, that's not the whole story.
Oh, I know. People need to watch that whole video because the lady really did try. I mean, she did apologize before she pulled the gun out. What happened was it was Chipotle. Nice how that Chipotle gets to be brought into this because that's where the incident happened. One was going out. The family was going in. She bumped the 15-year-old. The 15-year-old said, "Excuse you." And more words.
Well, that's what she says.
Well, this is the only account we have. Drew.
It's not on, that part's not on the videotape.
No. So,
although I'm sure there's 50 other angles that we'll get eventually.
Yes. Yeah, so she said, "Excuse you." And the lady said some words back. We don't know what she said, and that's according to the mom. And then the camera starts rolling. Maybe we should just play. Do you have the whole thing, Brandon?
I have a 3-minute and 8-second one.
That's probably it. I just want to finish my point, though, which is that I think by elevating these little tiny stories, which are always, virtually always, you know, white chick calls 911 on black person or white person pulls gun on black person. I mean, they're almost always evidence of racism or proof of racism. And I think in a lot of cases, or the cars and the protesters. I mean, you can go down the list. Am I leaving anything out? I mean, isn't that pretty much what we see?
We all need to wear body cams.
It's what gets all the clicks. And I think people they kind of want to take a side and they get invested in these things. And so you sort of become part of all these disputes. And it's just, I don't think it's helpful. I think the idea is, I think what people are trying to teach us is how terribly racist we are, and we don't realize it. So if we see, you know, all these people calling 911 and other instances that, you know, we'll realize that we're part of it or we're complicit or I don't know.
I think you're thinking too deeply about it. It's good video, and it's a bizarre story.
It's Clicksville, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Because
it's a good story and it's good video, and that's why it's news.
Yeah, and it's a continuation of Barbecue Becky and Permit Patty and every Karen video. It's divisive.
This one's
everybody warm, wild,
but they are very divisive, and they're very, you know, in some cases it's not quite so simple. You know, even the cop videos, some of them where, you know, guy beats up the cop. He's running away. He's got his taser. You know, is the cop at any risk? Well, you know, some people think he's at risk. Some people think he isn't. Some people think it's the cop's job to.
I do think it's a little
one
different.
Thing. Some think it's another.
I do think it's a little different when there's a police officer involved in many ways and many fashions, because sometimes it's not their job to leave it alone. Because if you look at this episode in Auburn Hills, either party could have just said, "All right, see you later."
Not my job.
See you later.
Well,
it's always different with
a police officer, but the only ones they show are white police officers and black perpetrators or black people who are fighting with a cop, and then what happens after that and the cop doing something that is deemed wrong. I just think I think a lot of people invest themselves in these things and they fight over them and they get angry and they, you know, all these Facebook posts and all these stories and I don't know. I just don't think, you know, if the idea is to divide us, I think it's working pretty well because, I don't know, I just don't think these things that are magnified to a giant level, I don't think it helps anyone. It's just clicks.
And nobody wants to look deeper into the story either.
Well, it depends on the story.
Well, this one in particular is the one I thought we were talking about.
Well, if you just see the girl pointing a gun at her, then you just think, well, she just pointed a gun at her. And I don't think she should have pointed a gun at her.
Really?
The white witch or the white chick?
Yeah. Well, she's the only one that had a gun.
Wants to.
No, I wouldn't. Well, I don't have a gun, so I wouldn't have pointed a gun at anybody.
I would like, no, me neither. I would like to point out, though, it really seems like she really knows how to use a gun, unlike the lady in St. Louis who was
yes. Yes.
Brandon did a better impersonation, yeah, for the way she was holding the gun.
Oh, no, that was, she looked ridiculous.
No, with mustard on her shirt.
I think she looked, it's been she revealed. Looked tougher before she held the gun.
It's been revealed they've pulled guns on people before.
Oh, they have?
The St. Louis.
Oh, great. And the deep dives, and I mean, it goes on and on and on. It never stops. But let me first say that Steve Gabara, Anthony Ketchum, and Jim Bentley, and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County at Zott, Ford, and Holly, recognize we're in the middle of some odd times. I don't think it's really news to anyone. For this reason, Zott Ford is proud to offer the Ford Promise. The Ford Promise is they will buy or lease your new or pre-loved vehicle from your friends at Zott Ford, and they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty to you. So if you know you're getting blown out in a couple months, go buy the most expensive car you can, and they'll have to take it back when you drive a nice car for a couple months. Do it any way you want.
Just don't tell them.
If you lose your job any time during the next 12 months, it's that simple. Enjoy the peace of mind of knowing if you lose your job, if you about to lose your job, they will take your vehicle back when you lose your job. No questions asked. No penalty to you. No blemishes on your credit. No joke, period. So get on down to Zott Ford. Call Anthony or talk to Jim Bentley. Call 248-215-5151. That's 248-215-5151. Say hey to Gabara and get an incredible deal and check their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. David Hall and Hall Financial care about the community, and that's why Hall Financial works round the clock trying to help people save money by refinancing. If you haven't done it in the last year, they think they can save you money. Maybe you might be able to skip a couple payments. And all these people, a lot of them multiply it out and tell you how much they're saving over the length of their loan, which is incredibly huge sums of money. So why not look into it? That's a smart thing to do. Just call and find out. You have nothing to lose. It's free to consult. So go to the webpage and click on the logo, fill out the form. They'll get back to you very quickly. So be ready. 248-308-5000 is the phone number. Or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. For Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. Do we have anything for the Hall Financial hotline before we watch this video?
Brandon. Oh, go ahead, Trudy.
The Amazon truck driver.
Yeah.
Oh, we got his number?
Brandon included in his prep today. I don't know what percentage you're...
call it.
Can you call it just to see what happens? Ask him if he'll talk to us. I mean, why don't we just do it the old-fashioned way once in a while and save ourselves?
Well, yesterday, I made like 78 phone calls yesterday for two people.
I know. There's no one promoting anything. It's really hard to get people right now.
45 minutes, and nobody answered their phone.
Oh, wow.
I think Mark's calling the Amazon guy. By the way, did you guys get the impression that the Amazon guy was kind of a hero?
Yeah, that was what's weird about it. And another thing is, I didn't know you'd want to talk to him anyway.
I would talk to him.
No, because one of my packages is on board that truck. I'm sure of it.
Well, I got to tell you, sometimes I'm so confused because I was talking to somebody else about it. And I said, why is he a hero? I mean, leaving a truck with keys in it and all that merchandise and just walking off the job. I mean, it's not like he couldn't finish the shift.
And the man is Bezos.
Oh, believe me, I'm not a Bezos fan.
I have actual audio except when he's of him making leaving love. The truck. Actual audio of when halfway through his shift, he just said,
okay, bye. <He's gone. laughs> Okay, bye.
I mean, shouldn't he finish his shift? Or does this elevate him? Did he know what he was doing? Did he know he's going to be a hero?
What was the breaking point, though?
I think what it was is the hours he was working. 13-hour days. He said he was making $15.50, and I'm sure that after 8 hours, he's getting overtime, right?
Yeah. But, wow, no, the pay isn't bad. He's got benefits too.
Whoa!
Seriously, it's not a bad job. Mm-hmm. I've had this.
You about to lose your job?
I've had this conversation before, where my honest feeling is that Bezos is making so much flipping money. he could pay his people more. I really truly believe that. Even though he pays them well, because people will always get response to people. Well, you know, that's not a bad job, because here's all you have to have for qualifications, and they do give you health care.
540.
540?
Just talked. Whoa. Very nice guy.
Yeah?
He's a hero.
What have
you guys been talking about?
Did he ask if his packages had made it okay?
Huh?
Did he ask if his packages made it to their destination okay?
What are you talking about? Oh, no. I don't know what you guys have been talking about. I've been talking to Derek.
Derek who?
Derek is the Amazon driver.
Who'd you think I was?
We're talking about the Amazon. What did you think we were talking about?
I don't know.
Whose packages do you think I'm asking you about?
I don't know. Brandon's bulge? I don't know. I just came back and heard something about packages.
No, I was making a sarcastic remark.
I know.
I think that's why
I was pushing back. You know, but you know me better than that.
I don't think he was real worried about the packages, is my point.
And that phone number was right, though.
Kyle on Facebook wrote, "You tried delivering dildos all day in 95 degree heat."
You know, is he a hero?
It's not what I ordered.
If we have a poll and everyone agrees he's a hero, I'll declare him a hero, because I'm all about...
Drew, have you ever quit a job? Have you ever resigned a job before?
You don't do it like that.
But have you ever done it?
Way back. Yeah, I quit a couple
2015
jobs.
From 105.1.
Well, that was technically...
Well, I was
going
to ask you. Every time you stepped down from a job, did you finish your shift?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, I would want to.
Yeah. Isn't that the way?
I mean, the riff, we had, nobody was supposed to know about that, and we had 2 weeks left, and we did 2 weeks, and I know they had somebody on the button in case we did something terrible, but I had no desire to.
Which was insulting.
Did they really?
Anyone's ass?
Yeah.
Yes, oh,
yeah.
They did.
I didn't know that, but.
I'm all packed and ready to go. I gave them my notice yesterday, and they said, oh, we want 2 weeks. And then I said, why don't you fuck off?
Good one, Stevie.
That's a great voice, isn't it?
Great character. So go play this video, this lady.
Yeah, let's watch a video and well, let's just watch it and we'll talk about it after, hopefully. What do you need?
I need that.
This?
Yeah. Wants to violate a 15-year-old.
No, I'm asking a question. She's a child.
She bumped into me when
she did something wrong. She needs to apologize. If she did
this ignorant woman bumped into a 15-year-old.
Correct.
And you're on camera.
Okay.
You're feeling threatened.
Okay, well, go in.
No, Mom.
I got this.
You're blocking me from getting
my
car. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. You're ignorant.
Go ahead. Hold
on. No, but you're not going to sit there and violate a 15-year-old.
She's ignorant.
Can you pause it for a second? I really didn't want to pause it, but...
There is a lot of egging on going.
Yeah, no, the woman who's accused of being so rude, who's ignorant, so far she's ignorant, she's going to be more, she's really pretty calm, isn't she?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She's really trying...
She is being filmed. She knows she's being filmed now. That usually doesn't affect people's behavior a whole hell of a lot.
I feel, and people will see this, I really feel like she was in fear of probably property damage to her car. And that's why she pulled the gun out. Although the gun does come out pretty quick. So I think once she gets in the car, she had it on the ready.
I have really mixed feelings about that. Mostly like, oh, no, a gun.
I know. Did it
usually how I feel. But I don't know. She could have felt threatened. I mean, I don't know. Why does she have a gun with her, by the way?
Well, that's...
I mean, isn't that an interesting question? It really is not material, because she can. She can bring it.
I see girls do this.
But there's so many times that both parties could have just said, all right, have a great day.
She tried to do that.
I know. But there's a big time coming up where her husband, who's driving the car, could have just driven off too.
Well, yeah, but they had ignored quite a bit up to that
point. Oh, Drew, I agree.
And she's
with
being
you.
Called ignorant. The R word comes out. And this is what I think the main thing I took away from this. And I'm so tired of watching these, although they're really interesting to watch.
I feel really bad for her. And I really feel bad that she's going to be charged now, too.
Yeah, I feel bad
for carrying?
Felonious assault charge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's just that it seems like with everything, every message that's out there right now, which is, you know, Black Lives Matter. I mean, what are the messages right now? Black Lives Matter, COVID-19, cops are terrible. I mean, how many videos of police doing bad things? How often do we see videos of police doing nice things, or maybe...
I see those.
As often as you see someone on George Floyd's neck,
For every 20 of the bad ones, I see one good one where someone's playing hoops with the neighborhood or something.
Yeah. Sure, you do see those, but I mean, I think that the beat down on
maybe
police,
we need more of that.
Absolutely,
they can balance it out. So
I'm
going to
start a nice show, a nice news show.
Nobody wants to see and that.
I know. No, I get it. But the point is that I think, in one way, people are emboldened to take on people that maybe don't even need taking on because they're angry. I mean, when you see something like that all the time, I mean, I don't care which side you're on, you have to be affected by it. And so it's so easy to say someone's racist. And I mean, we keep talking about it.
Gosh, you're all making me so mad.
Systemic racism and, you know, everybody's racist and everyone has white privilege. I mean, it's sort of like you bad, you know, you've been mean to me or, you know, you as a group are mean to me or you all are one. It's just I think it's a very complicated message, but I think it has to affect people. So you see the race word coming out so fast, and I mean, is there any indication this involves race?
Well, we don't know what she said because it's not in the video, but it really doesn't seem like it. I would say no.
That mystery.
I was outraged.
I felt.
And again, this started with, excuse me. That was what triggered me.
Excuse you.
Excuse you.
Which all right, is rude. So where we, where we left off the video, the woman now is getting into her car. And so you'd imagine she's just going to drive away.
Do it. I want you to do the phone thing.
She's very ignorant.
Dumbass bitch. Yeah, I said it. You say something, I'll beat your white ass.
That's at her husband.
Please do something.
He probably should have stayed in the car.
What is he supposed to do? He is in fear, and so he is opening the door for his wife because he thinks these two women are there. I mean, because they're just calling her ignorant, racist, dumbass,
ignorant fool.
Would he be able to say, "I'll kick your black ass"?
I said it. You say something, I'll beat your white ass.
Did he say that?
No, she said, "I'll beat your white ass."
Oh, no, he could not say that. No.
Oh, okay.
Let's continue. Do something.
Do something.
Please.
Who the fuck do you think you guys are?
You're very racist and ignorant.
Why is he racist?
No, you
fucking. It's a hell of a thing to say. It's the worst thing you say about someone right now.
This is not that type of world.
Why would you bump her? No one's racist. So she's in the car. Car's backing out now. Husband's backing out.
Mom, watch.
The mom gets behind the car. I don't know why, and then hits the back. Passenger panel.
Oh, she hit the car.
Yeah, with her hand after she got behind it. I feel like he could have left too, but she decides to pop out. There's the gun.
I love this part. Pause for a second. You're showing your ass now, just like I said. Look how crazy you are.
I gotta tell you. I don't know if I'd have that reaction if someone pulled a gun on me.
No, I wouldn't either. But
I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here.
It's almost like she wants that reaction, though. Because it's like, oh, you proved it now.
What do you think's going through the gun lady's head?
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Maybe not.
Get away.
She got the gun on me. Hold it now. In the car.
Boy, that's the perfect face-off for 2020. One person has a gun, the other has their camera at the other end of the gun.
The camera is more valuable.
I mean, that lady.
There is nothing. This woman. There's nothing she can say. There's nothing he can say. Nothing to stop this barrage. Even the gun doesn't stop it.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Should have. Although I don't know. Were they behind the car? Could they not back up?
They're not now.
Aren't they at a store? Can't they just go into the store or just go away? Defuse.
They pulled the gun out on her.
This white people, they're so racist.
Well, you know, it's easy to say what they should do or shouldn't do. It's in that moment, I think it's pretty.
Well, I think you should always try to defuse a situation by leaving.
Well, both sides should try to defuse a situation.
On my own.
I mean, why is she any more responsible for defusing it as both parties?
I think both parties are wrong for not trying to end it peacefully and leave.
I think one party did try to end it, and then when she hit the car, or they're standing behind the car, she just fucking lost it. So she lost her head. And to have a gun, you know, that's really easy to pull a gun out and it didn't put an end to anything, though.
I agree with you, but they
that's
also...
That's the amazing thing. Nobody shuts up.
They also could have left once they were
there. Well, I don't know.
Car.
Didn't they? I think she said
no,
you were behind... She said you were behind the car.
Yeah, they blocked her from leaving the first time. That's why she got out of the car. Okay. I mean... That's what the video
showed.
Well,
she hit the car, and
so her only option,
she said she was behind the car.
I didn't say
the only option was
her to
pull out a gun.
I didn't say that.
I said when she went to leave, they went behind the car and blocked her so she could not leave. That's why she didn't leave the first time. It's on the video.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
But I think this this narrative that's going around, I think it affects a lot of people, and they just stop. There's a lot of basic respect.
Yeah,
you can't
keep going.
Is there more? I'm sorry.
No. I mean that the person in the car couldn't leave. Their only option was to get out and keep fighting.
I don't know. I haven't watched it that carefully, but let me see.
I mean, clearly she thought it was the only option.
Well, what I'm saying, Mark.
Well, they are behind
right
the
now,
car. They are behind the car there.
Right now, she's trying to back up. They are behind the car. What do you want her to do?
I guess that was her
forward
only
into the building. Turn right into the fence.
She could call the cops, I guess. And then she calls the cops on a black person.
What's
and then she erases the video and says, they called the cops, I didn't do anything.
What's to her left?
Jesus.
I feel like there's a no-win. For the people in the car, it's a no-win. How do they come out of this thing?
Well, she lost, so yeah.
Yeah, she did lose.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, too. Pulling a gun is so dramatic.
When she's in the car with the window down, too, they could have left then.
Yeah, they could have, but she's sort of trying to smooth it over. She's saying, you know, I'm sorry that someone did something to you that is making you so angry or making you feel this way. I mean, I think she was being sincere. I thought she was.
Oh, I think she was,
too. But again, this is, here we go again, another little scrap between two people, three people. And I'm sure a million people are having this conversation. No, probably more than a million because it's got how many views?
Now.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this. And it just, I think, makes people angrier. And it's all about clicks. I mean, I refuse to believe that anybody at ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News is going, is this the most important story of the day? Or no, it's not the most important story of the day. It's the click story of the day. So they're really not helping.
So
this kind of thing to me just makes everything a little bit worse. It's just kind of a drip, 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 especially because the videos are so similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, you're not going to see the news staff suddenly go, hey, let's see if we can get a video of a guy, you know, of a black person doing this every day. That's never going to happen.
Here's a couple of comments.
Nor should it. I mean,
Matt said, if you own a gun and you're responsible, that gun never should have been brandished. David said, I had a similar incident where some pedestrian smacked the front of my car for me being over the sidewalk. I drove off rather than engage. Maybe she wanted to lay a couple guys.
That was my favorite.
Having a gun or a CBL doesn't make you a cop.
I don't like pulling a gun. I just think pulling a gun, because what if she accidentally hits the trigger or the woman grabs it and then it goes off? And I mean, it just, I don't know what good can come of it.
If the gun doesn't come out, this isn't a story, though. You know?
Sure.
It's still a good argument, though.
She's going to be charged, too.
Yeah, but I mean, if the gun didn't come out, it's still video that I bet you would get play. I bet you it would get airplay because she's calling her a racist over and over, and she's trying to defuse it. And
I don't know, because I think a lot of people would have sided with the girl in the van up until the gun came out.
Probably.
And so if that would have came out, we might have seen a completely different narrative.
Yep.
I bet you a lot of people would have said, though, that, oh, she bumped her in the store and she wouldn't apologize to her daughter. I bet you a lot, because remember, if you remember, and this blew my fucking mind, the lady in the wheelchair who had the little tiny knife while people were, you know, spraying the fire extinguisher at her and punching her head.
You mean the 30-year-old that could walk?
Yes, that one. I swear to God, I heard multiple people and read multiple comments that said, she was only letting white looters through, and she was trying to stab black people. I swear to God.
Well,
she's in a fucking wheelchair.
It was a white girl with a Winnie the Pooh backpack that was stealing shit out of her fanny pack.
Yeah.
But there were people somehow found another side to that story. It's like people just pick sides. They just go to the side they think they're supposed to go to, I think, in a lot of these cases, and off they go.
They're not terribly. Are they terribly representative of how most people feel, or are they just loud on Twitter?
Yeah. Yes.
I think a lot of these things really get discussed, though. I mean, this story today, I think zillions of people will be talking about it, and they will be dividing up the blame. And it either, you know, adds to a narrative, or it's just a singular event to some, or, you know, or it's just viewed as part of, you know, this ongoing whatever it is. You know what? I want to show you something, because it's unusual to see this, but...
Is it your wiener?
No.
The setup sounded like it was going to be your wiener.
It's Tucker Carlson last night. You know what? I could find it. Tucker Carlson last night. It's about the police being defunded in New York, and there's four cops standing on the top. I think it's the City Hall or something, and there's a lot of protesters on the other side. And... it's just, to me, it was a microcosm of the kind of pressure the police are under right now. And Tucker Carlson's probably the only show you'll see it on. But I still found it to be quite different than what we normally see. And I felt bad for the cops. I mean, you could not feel bad for the cops in this case. But the vitriol of these people is, it's incredible. It's like, these are four police who didn't do any of the things that you're angry about. And yet, you know, you're unleashing this torrent against them. And I don't know. It was really. Did anybody see it?
No.
No, I don't watch Tucker.
Me either.
I don't generally watch him. I've been watching him lately, though. And I got to tell
you have.
He had the largest audience of any cable news show ever the first few months of the year. And I'm not saying he's the greatest, but I mean, a lot of people are watching Tucker. CNN had their biggest quarter in 40 years.
40, yeah.
And what shocked me, though, was I thought CNN was second to Fox. They said MSNBC, even though CNN had their biggest quarter, they're third behind MSNBC.
I don't know. Is this prime time? Is this all?
No, this is like Monday, Sunday, I think. Oh. Did you read the story, Brandon? Did you send it to me?
Well, I didn't break it down into quarters and winners. Well, I just read it.
You don't read your prep.
Never reads his prep. He just sends
it. That's not true. But when something tells you CNN has their best ratings in 40 years, I didn't think I really needed to dive in too much. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, I read the numbers because I thought, oh, CNN, you know, maybe they were number one. I didn't realize, first of all, that Fox was 4.07. I think CNN was 1.95 and MSNBC was 2.47. They're well ahead of CNN. And combined MSNBC and CNN, they are more than Fox. Now, I don't know what OAN is doing, but or if anybody's watching OAN for that matter.
You are fake news.
But yeah, anyway, let's if you can see.
We got to call Derek, too. So
what? Right. How long till we call Derek?
About 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I quit.
Are we still on Facebook?
Yeah.
OK.
Yeah. Well, Brian wants us to call back up Terry. For the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, wow.
Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, dealsnd.com. They're still fired up, just like they were the last time I read this 40 minutes ago. Because they're at full strength, safely serving your needs. Now we're talking about Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event. Feel free to go online, enjoy their enhanced online shopping experience. Check out the unprecedented deals like the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn, only $188 a month. Jeep's 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass, $155 a month, and there's always a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And then the Wrangler, you can get employee pricing for everyone. 0% financing, $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, you have to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown is inventory drying up quickly, so your best selection is now. Go to dealsinthed.com and check out all your options. And Trudy, you want to mention what's going on with Dr. Roche?
Dr. Rao, they've got the July specials, which are epic. You can evolve yourself into a tighter, trimmer, and more toned version of yourself. Evolve the latest non-invasive body contouring, improving the skin laxity, the cellulite, and even muscle toning. And they have introductory pricing for a limited time there. You can go online at www.droche.com, which is pretty instructive about what that experience will be like. And then you can do a teleconference with Dr. Roche and the people in Dr. Roche's office. He does those all the time. It saves time. If you're at work, then you don't have to take off and go there. You can actually just do it over the phone and find out what you need. And it's the first step in the consultation process. I should mention summer saline breast implants, $3,500. Everything is much better when you're perkier in the summer. Yeah. And just they want to make sure that everybody knows that I want to help you out. If there's something that you need, if you have a scar, if you need Diva, if you need Evolve, tighten up, that kind of thing. They're there for you. 248-338-1110. And you can even glob up too.
Why is sunset good? Why are boobs good?
HGH and those bioidentical hormones that go with it. When you get all worn out and stressed, and who isn't? Then, you know, get yourself all straightened out there and feel stronger.
Trudy, there's a lot of talk on the Facebook Live about that lamp behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Wondering if it's like, modeled after the golden butthole in, is that in Sterling Heights? At 53, what is it, 53 and 59 there?
Yeah.
Is that your golden butthole lamp?
It is my golden butthole.
It will be. It will be from now on.
Somebody said that it also looked like handcuffs. He can actually kiss you with
butthole. It looks like what?
Handcuffs the other day.
Oh.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
I'll go with the golden butthole a little bit one. I think that's...
Yeah. Will I also go down on my butthole?
So, did any of the protests take place at the Golden Butthole? I think that would have been a great place for some sort of protest march.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago they had the big one on Hall Road.
Was at the
at the butthole?
It was along Hall Road where the butthole stands.
So it's near the butthole. All good things are near the butthole.
Now, is the butthole close to the ground? You can't, like, walk through it? Or?
It looks, it's a little deceptive. The golden butthole looks like it's something that you could just run and jump right through, but upon getting closer to it, you realize it's kind of on a little platform, and it would take quite a bit to actually go through that hole.
With the fist. Ugh. Can you throw things through the golden butthole? Like a baseball?
It'd be very difficult because it's in the median. You'd have to throw it out your window. I just don't know if other objects are going up that butthole.
Oh, man. Wow. Take
this job. Should have made it
how we get in the
more accessible.
Trudy's got a golden butthole lamp behind her.
She does?
Yeah, you can't see it. There's a lot of talk about it on Facebook
Live. Thought she had the background of Sterling Heights or whatever.
No.
What's my man's name?
Derek.
Take this job and shove it. National Enquirer revealed today that Lauren's brother did reveal the affair. Hello.
Hi.
Is Derek there?
Well, let me give you Derek's phone number.
Oh, well, okay. hang on a second. I want to do that.
Hold
on.
Yeah, don't do it on the air. Yeah, Lauren Sanchez, her brother broke that to the National Enquirer. He's suing Bezos and Lauren for some huge amount of money, claiming his career is over and that he didn't do it.
What career did he have?
He was her manager. Can you turn that music down for Sylvie Mark? That was today's big Bezos news.
Besides this, with Derek.
Yeah. And it's funny. I see a story like that and I go, is that really interesting to a lot of people? And it turns out it is. I just seen a lot of people popping off about it. And sometimes I feel like I just miss stuff, you know, as you do. But if you get around enough and you read enough email and messages, and I read them, I try to read them all every day. They're all over the place. And my gut is, if you watch the news every day for a week straight, especially local news, you'll notice that 4 or 5 out of the first 7 or 8 stories will be some race debate, dispute, and I've just come to the conclusion that this is insanely, it's just unhealthy. It's like,
it's a hot topic now.
It is. I agree it's a hot topic, but it's been a hot topic. And it's like every little dispute, battle, misunderstanding gets elevated, and it just feels unhealthy to me. So I go into the show going, you know, I want to try and spread the show out and talk about some other stuff. And then I'll look at my email, and it's all, you know, this thing in Auburn Hills today, the girl with pulls the gun, and the cop who slaps the black girl at the Miami airport in Florida. And that's what everyone is talking about. And it's like, oh, God. So yesterday we started the show with the top 50 bassists because I was so desperate to start on a different note. And I feel like, you know, am I being sucked in to all this or?
Possibly. But I used that material today on my show. So thanks a lot for the show prep.
Oh, the top 50 bassists?
Yeah.
Please Sweet. Leave your message.
Oh, my God.
3-1.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Okay. Now I'm on Bezos' side.
Oh, he's calling us now.
Hello.
There he is,
Derek.
Yeah. Hello.
How you doing, man? It's Drew, Mark, Trudy is here, and
Brandon. Hey, how are
you? Hi, Derek.
And Brandon.
Good to see you.
What are you doing with all your time off now?
doing interviews like these all day.
Are you getting a lot of them? A lot of requests?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot. The biggest one as of right now is CNN News.
What? That's fake news.
Yeah.
Did they warn you ahead of time that everything would be fake?
You say that again?
I was just kidding. No, I was just talking about CNN being called fake
you
news.
You are fake news.
So, you know, when this happened and I read about it immediately that, you know, Amazon driver quits mid-shift, you know, and leaves the truck. First of all, obviously you were terribly frustrated. Where'd you go from the truck? Because I would have thought you would have driven the truck to the airport or to you know, or home or somewhere. But did you literally leave it in the middle of your route?
Yeah, in the middle of the route on 12 miles in Southfield.
And how'd you get home?
Through a riser, you know, live.
I don't know.
That's
why.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, you wish. Do you regret not leaving it closer to home?
No, I don't regret nothing at all.
I guess that is kind of the spur of the moment decision. What was the final straw?
It was just how the company operated. It wasn't Amazon. It was a third party organization, and it's just everything that they did was just is. I don't know. I don't even know the word to describe it. But me and my friend was already talking about quitting that Monday. So he ended up quitting, and they ended up talking me to going. That's because the manager actually came to my house to pick me up physically because I said I didn't have no ride, so I was already irritated. I was like 2 hours late, so I was on 12 miles in Southfield. I'm all like, you know what? This is my last day. And not even last day. This is my last hour. And then I made the tweet, and then I just went on about my day.
So you did not work for Amazon.
I actually did work for Amazon, but they was only giving me part-time hours, and the delivery job was full-time, so I ended up taking that.
Okay, so
was it any better when you were working for Amazon than it was for the third party that contracts with them? Hello? Uh-oh.
Derek?
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, yeah, we lost you for a second there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Say that again.
You're getting more phone calls from news organizations.
Yeah, I didn't even know I answered it. Yeah. Now, what was the question, or what did y'all say?
Were you angry at Amazon or just the third party? And if so, if it was just the secondary job you'd taken on, are you still working for Amazon?
I'm unemployed right now, and I was more angry at. Believe it or not, like the customers, because like, why are y'all ordering all this stuff for me to drop off to y'all? So I was just mad and I was just frustrated.
Sorry.
And then like, I just couldn't take it no more.
Sorry, I probably had a package or two on your truck.
I have a package on it too.
I live near there and I order too much stuff from Amazon.
Probably quite a few. So how many hours were you working? Because the frustration seemed to be you were overworked and it just seemed like you felt out of control a little bit. How many hours were you working?
From like 12 to 13.
Every 5 days?
Yeah, like every 5 days, like 60 hours a week.
And what would that amount to in terms of a paycheck? Because I'm assuming some of that, are you paid overtime for the extra 20 hours?
Yeah. So the check, I think like $1,400 every 2 weeks, $15.
Well, that's a pretty good paycheck, actually. I mean, it's not bad.
It's
a lot of work.
It's great.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Like, you literally earn that $1,743.82. You earn that 82 cents in that check.
No, I'm with you. What about health care? Do you have health care coverage?
Oh, yeah, the 401k benefits.
You have 401k, too?
Really?
Yeah, I had
really?
That. I had it.
Oh, man. Yeah. have they tried to contact you for an exit interview or any of that stuff?
Nope.
Did you feel bad about, because, you know, when the story came out, it was a big story, and you're getting all these calls from CNN and everybody else. I think the Drew and Mike show even called you. you're getting all this attention, and it seems like, you know, just a guy that quit his job. But because you were, you know, moving Amazon merchandise, I think a lot of people saw it as, hey, there's a guy who, you know, is probably getting ripped off by Jeff Bezos, and he's a hero because he said, screw you. But that's not really exactly how you felt, was it?
No, that's not how I felt at all. It was just more the third. I don't got no problem with Amazon or Jeff Bezos and stuff. It was just more the routes and the duration of the shift that I just couldn't get with.
Did you feel guilty at all about leaving the truck with the keys in it?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
Do you think there was a better way you could have quit the job?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could have, like, finished out the whole day and ended up taking the truck there and just not show up at all. But it was just mentally, like, I just snapped. Like, I couldn't do it no more.
So you're talking about going back to school, right? You're going to attend...
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
Oh.
To replay your message, press 1.
Wait.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Say that again.
For delivery options, press 4.
Wow.
To send a fax, press 6.
Wow.
I think we just left a really long message
on someone. I think it's like a three-way call. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I didn't know. Goodbye. I did it. Wait,
that's
second.
All right.
All right, there you go.
That's quite
there
entertaining. You said you're going to try to attend Oakland University, right?
Yeah, I applied for them, like, I think a month ago.
Now, what do you want to do? Like, what job do you want to do? And are you worried that it might be too much work?
No, not because I apply for, like, close to science as a course. I like science, so
okay.
Y'all can overwork me with science, so I don't care.
Cool. Hey, let me ask you this, because it was a story about an Amazon driver, I believe. The guy in Warren who got arrested, and he, I guess, was parked the wrong way on the street, and it ended up being a big to-do with the police. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I seen it.
Did you? I mean, did you follow it? Did you have any feelings about it?
Not really. I think the police did overdo it by arresting him because he was on the other side of the street. But I did feel like that was too much. But I wasn't I was more concerned about my surroundings and stuff. I did hear about that though. He was at the warehouse that I was at.
Oh,
no kidding.
Have you ever had a problem like that where someone didn't know who you were, didn't know you were an Amazon delivery driver?
Nah, because I always had my vest on, so they knew what the deal was when I was coming up to the porch with their package.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't clearly identify all the trucks and drivers.
That's really dumb.
It's silly. But, good luck to you, and I hope you find your place in science. Science and driving for Amazon, that's a whole big difference. And 60 hours a week is a lot of hours. And I hope you enjoy the spotlight, too. I mean, you got a lot of time to get something out there, whatever you want to get out.
Yeah.
ask CNN if they're hiring. When you talk to them.
Yeah, I probably will.
Ask them for a job. Put them on the spot. They'll have to offer you one.
Yeah, be an intern.
Hey, Derek, good luck to you, ma'am.
All right, thank you. You too.
We'll see you.
Even though y'all ain't got this. All right.
We're not what?
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 Even though what? Okay.
What'd you say?
I said good luck to y'all too, even though y'all ain't do nothing. Y'all good where y'all at.
Hey, we're doing a lot, man! All right, that's Derek.
I'm not sure
what that meant.
Here's what I heard. Blah, 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 science.
He's 22.
He's got time, man.
At 22 years old, why not?
I would have quit a different
man. That story, though, it's not what it is.
No. Well, there you go, yeah.
Projected as. It's not a big battle between the working man and Amazon.
It was worked to exhaustion, man.
I hope he finds his place in science. I mean, that's a big difference. And that's tough when...
I mean, has science ever kissed a woman? Or won the Super Bowl? Or put a man on the moon?
Look at all the people who are doing things they don't want to do. And on the science side, though, look at all people don't believe in science. So, I mean, more people believe in Amazon drivers than science.
Science!
So it seems. All right. Well, the I mentioned the police officer and the woman in Miami. Did you guys see that video today?
Oh, was it at the airport?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this woman is yelling at the police officer, and then she gets right up in his... I mean, she's like... It's like Billy Martin arguing with an umpire, and this guy, I guess, he just had enough, and he just hauled off and slapped her on the chin. And it's a very jarring video.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Here's... I'll just play it for you guys.
I slap you. I slap you. I slap, slap, slap you. Slapping you, slapping you. Stay late because you disrespected me.
Are you serious that you hit the paywall at the Miami Herald?
I did.
Oh, the video's everywhere.
Jeez. I know. I'll get it.
Wait, a paywall on July 3rd or July 2nd?
Hey, Mark, can you bring up Hunter while he's doing that?
Sure.
Tucker. Not Hunter.
I know
Hunter,
what you meant.
Hunter Tucker.
I knew you meant
here's
a stupid
the video.
Name.
Okay.
Is there no audio?
I don't hear any audio.
Sound like it.
Yeah, it's not much without the audio on a podcast. There we go.
What are they arguing about? Jesus.
Yeah, little bit strong.
Yeah.
So, the guy's already fired.
Good.
Which, you know, I thought about that today, and I thought...
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
It's kind of refreshing to hear that someone's fired, because it seems like even in cases like that, you'll hear... Well, we've got to take a look at the video. I haven't seen the video yet, and we've got to turn it over to Internal Affairs. And,
I wonder if he'll be reinstated after going through the due process with his union.
Yeah, he'll be in Tampa next week.
Who knows? But yeah, true, I think it's at least a step in the right direction that someone says, that's so heinous that you're fired. I mean, that's movement. If he's reinstated, that's not good. But... it just, I hate that. You see it all the time where something is so, there's this book about you and it says that you did this, and it's been out for 3 months. Oh, I haven't read the book. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
What? Okay, let's see.
What am I looking for on Tucker?
Go forward and I'll tell you. It's you're going to see some protesters sitting on like a city hall and there's like four cops on the right-hand side. I hope I didn't just go by it. I think it's ahead. But it's one of these things where you can just see there is so much vitriol at the police that are out there, which is, you know, and this thing with the cop in Detroit, he should be fire him. And that was certainly a lot more, I mean, at least it was a person who was involved in something. These guys, I mean, I don't think they even know these cops. Oh, shit.
Probably because they're representing all police.
Well, yeah, but they're still human beings, and they haven't done anything wrong that these people know about.
Of course.
It's just, it's broad brushing. It's the same thing that a lot of people are complaining about. Oh, fuck, I must have passed it, Mark.
Already? Oh. Man, Tucker hates college.
Yeah, Tucker, I would think Tucker would be a big college snob.
No, he hates universities and college.
Why? Where did he go to college? I figured he would have gone to Yale.
That's a good question. I don't know where he went. But every night, there's something about college, how bad it is.
Well, I have to say, I was chuckling yesterday when I saw that Michigan was, you know, suffering so badly that they have to raise tuition by 2% because they've got a $12 billion endowment. And, I mean, we could argue till the cows go home, or whatever the stupid phrase is, about that topic. But... it turns out, okay, wait, Oh, there's that's the zone. That's the chop zone in New York. Oh, there it is. That was at the City Hall there. I think those.
Tucker went to Trinity College, FYI.
It turns out colleges are negotiating now. So an increase in tuition means nothing because you can say, I can only pay this, and apparently colleges are accepting it. And the big secret right now is that no one is revealing what their income and class size is because apparently a lot of people are not committing. All right, bring it up.
Mom calls for like 26 weeks for those students.
Your hairdresser has to go to school for longer than you do.
Oh,
half of you don't even have a college education to be out here making demands about the people. When you can't even read a history book. You should know better. You should know better.
I gotta tell you, that clown
has to go to school for
that clown is doing it for the attention. Just by looking at him, I think he likes attention.
Well, but no one's telling him to knock it off, and some people are chuckling, and you know he's yelling at the black cop now, calling him a Judas.
Longer than you do.
Oh,
half of you don't even have a college education to be out here making demands about the people when you can't even read a history book.
Yep.
You should know better. You should know better. Traitor to your
guy's very theatrical.
Yeah, the Black Judas.
And did you guys see me win that conversation?
And people think it's funny. I don't know how you could watch that and laugh at that. It's four cops who are standing there, obviously assigned to protect the area. They're probably 10 feet away from this guy. And, you know, they're just being humiliated when they really did nothing. But that's, you know, I don't know how many people really have a problem with that. Now, today, there was another incident where this girl, did you guys see the girl on the horse?
No.
A girl runs up to a horse and hits it, she's trying to get the horse, which is carrying a cop, she's trying to get the horse to, you know, buck the cop or something, I guess.
I mean, I saw a different video with a girl on a horse. But I don't think it's
she goes up and she goes up and hits the horse and she's about to run back, and to her surprise, the horse kicks her in the face.
Horses don't play, man.
Did not quite work out the way she was hoping, but
they're bitches.
Are you fucking kidding me? And this is some, you know.
See this? I gotta see it.
Did you see it, Brandon?
I'm rolling it right now on the computer.
Wait, it's on the beach?
No, it's not on the beach. Oh. It's on the street. The cop
is. A warning from U.S. park officials after a woman is kicked by a wild horse on Assateague Island. This video posted on
Assateague Island. It's at a protest setup.
Well, it's still a lady getting kicked by a horse. That's kind of fun.
Okay, that was the wrong one.
That was worth it, though. I like that.
It's a good video.
Sorry, I'll find the one horse video Mark was talking about.
By the way, shouldn't all the assholes go to Assateague Island? Isn't that where they should live now?
Sure, do you want to put them all on an island? That's quite...
Assateague.
Wait, what about Siesta Key?
Australia.
Oh, wow. Siesta Key looks really nice, I got to say. Except for those brats in the TV show. The one guy's kicked off the show, and they've kept him in the plot line. They talk about him like everything is totally normal.
Oh, ask Gary's kid?
Yeah, they'll show anything but his eyes or his mouth.
Hmm. Well, that means he doesn't exist then.
Pretty much.
Oh, what you
okay, there's the girl.
The pony?
This is fun.
The one girl goes, what the heck? Like she's yelling at the horse.
That horse is just
she's trying,
a horse.
She's trying to rile the horse because it's carrying a cop. And the horse knows what she's doing. He's like, fuck you.
Horses know how to settle arguments, but, though, you have to admit.
You got a girl who's...
I've been kicked by horses. I know how much damage you can do to your health. Huh?
You got kicked by a horse? Why were you teasing it?
What were you doing to the horse?
we automatically take the horse aside.
Well, let me explain the circumstances. I got hit by a horse many times because...
You're playing Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah.
I mean, people in Horseshoe Overlook who are depending on me to get provisions so we can head back east.
Was this like mid-thrust or something?
I'm going to be playing Red Dead Redemption for the next 18 hours.
You realize you weren't the girl in the video that we all saw?
No, that was not me. However, when I'm Arthur Morgan, and I'm looking through some saddlebags. Sometimes you get hit by a horse.
It's sort of like when you're part of a gang feuding with a rival gang. You know, you ride around on your horse thinking it won't all catch up with you, but it always does.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
Are we on Facebook?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, do you know what day this is? The anniversary of what day is this besides July. Back It Up, Terry?
July
2nd or 3rd?
In 1991. St. Louis.
Right? Oh, St. Louis.
Oh, famous Axl Rose! Mic drop.
Thanks, Lane's Lame Ass Security.
Really?
Yes!
It is.
Oh, my God.
That happened today.
Thanks to the Lame Ass Security, I'm going home.
Well, happy anniversary.
I got to tell you, if you have a chance to deep dive on that, it is well worth it because
it is a good story.
It's really good. He's so mad at this guy who's like four rows into the crowd taking pictures.
Yeah, here's the whole video. The band's just playing without him.
And doesn't Axl take his hat off and just leap into the crowd? Head
first.
Like
a Sling Blade band.
He's back in, and of course he's wearing tight white short spandex and a fur coat.
Well, thanks to the lame ass security, I'm going home.
That's a great spike. That is a spike. That's the Spike King.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
That, in fact, the very first mic drop ever?
It's pretty good. There's something really funny about seeing someone wearing a boa around their neck getting mad.
I know.
Right. Well, you know, what happened after that is he left, and then he left the country, and they couldn't find him for a year to charge him.
Well,
it took him a whole year to charge him, and then he spent 10 hours in detention, and that was it.
People absolutely tore up that amphitheater in St. Louis because he wouldn't come back out.
Yeah.
And the feeling was that it was so dangerous. And I think Slash and maybe a couple of the other guys have said since then that they all wanted to go out and play. They did not want to stop that show. They knew it was a terrible idea to leave, but he wasn't going to go out there. So the funny part of this story, not to make it about me, but I will, is that this is around the time that Zip and I got fired in Phoenix. And shortly after that, we were called by Casey in St. Louis to fill in for a week. And he said, we're looking for a new morning show. You want to audition for a week? And at first I was like, oh, my God, I can't do that. Too nerve-wracking. I was like, well, nothing to lose. So we went in and worked there for a week. And I thought we had a phenomenal week. It was a really bawdy week. It was a rowdy week. And it was not very music-filled on the show, which some people did not like. But, you know, we had to make a mark. Anyway, the second night we were there, we got in and the hotline was ringing. And the overnight guy picked it up. And the next thing you know, I can hear someone yelling at him through the phone. That's all I can really hear. I can't tell what they're saying. It's like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah.
And he's getting really defensive. And
gosh, you're all making me so mad.
What had happened was Axl Rose had called the hotline.
Oh my God.
At like 12:30 in the middle of the night or 1 o'clock. And he didn't record it because he didn't have any tape in the studio, and he didn't want to go live because he was afraid Axl would swear.
What an idiot.
I know. No, it was moronic beyond
belief. How hard
belief.
Would it have been for him to get some tape?
Not hard at all.
No, just record over another reel.
Well, just put him on live. I mean, how could you pass up Axl Rose? This is like, three weeks after the event, people are still talking about it. It was in the news when
we'll
we were there.
Live.
It's like that infamous story when
we'll do it live.
OJ called him and said, I need to talk to Bob Costas. I'm in the back of my Bronco right now.
Yeah, with a gun to my head, a disguise, and $10,000.
He called to talk to Bob Costas in the middle of an NBA finals game.
Yeah.
And some guy goes, yeah, right, click, just hung up on him.
But
it's the Jewish man.
I mean, we were sitting, because when we got in, he was explaining this to Carl, the intern there, Casey, who I think is still there. This is in 1991.
And he's still, he's still there.
He was not an intern. No, he's not. Yeah, he's still an intern. You're right.
You wouldn't believe the amount of college credits he has now, Trudy.
He, He was not an intern then. He had been done an internship like 2 years earlier. He was so small and young looking, they still called him Carl the intern.
I was going to say, I just typed in Carl, K-S-H-E, and the first thing is a video that says, Carl the intern is hanging out. This is from 2018.
I saw that too.
Let me see Carl. Let me see what his Carl looks
like. Well, here's from their website. Is that him, do you think? Here's the website's loading.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
He looks young.
I know. He looked so young. I mean, he looked like he was 14 at the time.
He's still called Carl the intern.
And Carl the intern was really okay. What we didn't know was that they had not fired the morning show.
Yeah.
And so Carl was very loyal to Smash, who did a TV show in
Smash.
He was on a. Here, his son. Maybe his son was on a TV show on Fox.
Just smash it open!
Was his first name Asher, by any chance?
Yeah, I think his son's name is Asher.
Guess what? He returned to St. Louis radio.
Oh, wait. His son did?
No, is this him?
His name was Adam Smasher.
Oh, this is Asher Smash Ben Ruby. Is that him?
Oh, that's him. That is him.
Yeah, there he is.
How old is Asher?
How old is this guy?
he's 70.
He's hosting the two-hour talk show Smash Daily from 4 to 6.
That's a cool name.
Where's he at now? No, he's on WBGZ.
I don't even know what that is.
107.1.
Keishi, by the way, cool, sexy call letters.
Yeah, Keishi, those are great call letters. And I was really excited to work there, and I really thought we'd won the job because Carl the intern for the first 2 days
70,
was...
70, by the way.
Adam 70? Okay. I figured he had to be at least. I thought he might be older than that. I think he worked at WWDC as Smash. Adam, I thought it was Adam Smasher.
Cool.
Maybe I got that wrong. Cool, but anyway, the first 2 days, Carl was not very helpful. And then the second day, something really nutty happened on the show. And we won Carl over. And Carl became suddenly very helpful. And then we won the U-Man over. And the U-Man was actually, I think he was pumped to work with us. Maybe he wasn't because he ended up getting the job. And he just had his 40th anniversary at Keishi. And the U-Man, oh, my God, what a tumultuous career. He was the Cardinals public address announcer. He's a baseball nut. And he played this thing about from Woodstock that was emergency broadcast system alert. Mm-hmm. Except it was from the Woodstock album. It was fake. And his competitor sent it to the FCC, and he ended up getting suspended. And it was like nobody in St. Louis even knew about it, that it happened. But when it came up, it was like, he did what? And so they suspended him, I think, for 6 months. He lost his job as the Cardinals PA announcer, and all this horrible stuff happened. He had just come back to work when our mess came into town.
Ooh, wow. Oh, wow.
So
well, that must have been fun walking into all that.
It was pretty crazy, but we won.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
No, it didn't. And the U-Man, we won him over, too, with Stump the Staff. He got into it because somebody asked a ballooning question, and before I could say, this is not a category, the U-Man came in with the answer.
Did you know Smash worked at MTV before Keishi?
No.
And he was interviewing Guns N' Roses when they destroyed the studio live.
Oh, wow, man!
Yeah.
Well, Smash...
Quite the career for Smasher.
The guy Smash from DC-101 was really... He was a huge rebel. I think he was on after Howard Stern.
Smash!
And I believe... how'd this go? Smash said something like, this band really rocks and shit. Oh, man, fuck, I said shit. Something like that, which was a big deal.
That's awesome.
And I think, I don't think he lost his job.
I hate to report, though, that if you Google his name, he gets the title from Google of radio personality.
Ooh, bitter pill.
What the fuck do I have to do? I'll put my ratings up against Smash any day.
Here's his kid, Abraham.
Yeah, he was on TV, I think.
Yeah, he was. Character actor.
What was the show?
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah, he was the big dude on Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Just a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
I remember when that show was kind of doing well, it was kind of cool, and I remember hating people that liked it because I didn't get the Keishi job.
People would recognize this guy, actually.
Let me see.
He's a character. That's not a good picture of him there.
What's his name?
Abraham Ben Ruby, B-E-N-R-U-B-I.
Smash's son.
Oh, I've seen this dude.
I've seen him. Yeah.
Where have I seen him? I gotta.
He's been in a billion things.
Without a paddle, he played one of the pot farmers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a paddle, by the way, a poorly recognized funny movie.
I love that movie. I love it.
Dax is in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so is a little guy, redhead.
Is Dax Seth? Oh yeah, the little guy. Mm-hmm. Is Dax? Matthew does Lee. He have movies? Is he still doing big movies?
He's got a podcast.
No, I know, and his podcast is making a shit ton of money. So I wondered, is his podcast so big that his movie career doesn't matter anymore?
True. Yes, that and his commercials
and his TV show.
Yeah.
What's his TV show?
Oh boy.
I didn't even know he had it.
Top Gear?
I didn't even know that existed.
Wasn't he doing
Top Gear?
He's
doing Top Gear? Really?
Well, yeah, but he also had a TV, like a sitcom with Lake Bell. And I forget.
I'd always thought about Gearhead because remember that one movie he did with the car that he was really loved the car and he drove really fast?
And he did Chips.
What was that movie? Was that Chips?
He did
Chips. Was
the
movie where he drove the car really fast?
I don't remember.
Got lots of accidents.
Okay. Hey, did you know this? That reminded me. So
we went to the premiere.
So we learned Punk'd is back on Quibi. Remember Chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wonderful Quibi.
I saw an ad for an MTV show that is like Extreme Revenge or something, starring DJ Pauly D and Vinny from
They're
Jersey
doing a
Shore.
Double shot at love. Anybody knows you can't do a double shot at love without Tila Tequila.
No, they're doing that too.
Yes, because
they're also doing this revenge show, which is just Punk'd, but for regular people.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
and it looks terrible. So they're just recycling all the old stuff that used to work.
That's what we need, more people being fooled and argued with.
It all looks so fake, awesome. Though, doesn't it?
I'm sure it's terribly... How do you do... With a movie crew, it's not easy anyway.
No, it just... It looks so dumb.
For some reason, I bumped into this on probably a half a year ago or so. I completely had forgotten it. Didn't Ashton Kutcher punk Justin Timberlake to the point that he was in tears?
Yes.
I think he was crying.
Yeah, he was.
Which?
Hey, wait a minute. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton?
Well, I want to see this. Brandon's looking for it right now.
I think it was JT.
I think we just remember the one where
Dax was all over nude
in front of Alba. We're inside. Oh my god! I forgot how stupid Ashton's little segues were.
Remember, he was crying recently.
Was he crying over COVID or was he crying over BLM?
Black Lives Matter. This kid,
22-year-old pop star, holds dear.
If the fee is not recouped, there's Dax. Have a public auction for the dogs. Now the dogs are put in a government pound and they'll be taken care of.
You took on dogs.
Ashton's intentionally clumsy charade.
Do not step on my belongings, please.
Along with JT's emotional step on my belongings.
And then Dex steps on his belongings.
Government property now. Made this government property one of the most unforgettable moments in reality history.
Dex is—I forget how quick he was on his feet.
He was really good.
Keep so a straight good. Face.
He was a great guest on the show. I'm so bummed that we've lost Dax.
Maybe that's why I'm negative towards him now, because he just forgot where he came from.
Oh, his show is great, though.
Forgot where he came from.
I thought I just heard that his like 8-year-old kid just got off diapers. So
what?
Congratulations.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a big headline story. Yeah. Kristen Bell's kid finally stops pooping pants.
I think he was 5.
5, really?
Yeah. And she was saying it was normal.
No, it's not. 5?
I'm just saying.
No, you can't go. Schools won't let you go to preschool if they're not potty trained.
Well, that's
like
not
3 Dax's
kid. If it was Dax's kid, you wouldn't mind the kid shitting at school in his diaper.
5? That's insane. And it's a girl?
Well, Alicia Silverstone sleeps with her 9-year-old.
Oh, she bathes.
Bathes with him.
Until he comes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's been made official, by the way. That joke is now official.
What? Really?
That joke is now official, yeah. I think they released that information.
Who cleaned the tub?
Maybe Emergency Response Systems Incorporated gets a call for those ugly cleanups.
They would turn that job down.
I think they would turn that down. In fact, they did say in the event that Alicia Silverstone decides to stop bathing with her 9-year-old, we are not cleaning up, whatever the reason is. So, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, you should have 877 job done on your refrigerator by now, because whether it's water, lots of water in your basement, or maybe water up to your first floor, like what's his face has.
Oh, Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond, yeah, yeah, coming out the window.
Let me see if there's an update to that.
Did he call back? Have you checked?
No, I don't think he did.
I'll check.
But often mold is left behind. You might want emergency response services for that. Maybe you were foolish and you cleaned up the water yourself and said, oh, look at all the money I saved. And then you saw the mold and you went, oh, my God.
What did I do?
I want to call 877-JOB-DONE. Fire damage, storm damage, mold removal, and they're still doing COVID-19 disinfecting of service vehicles and businesses and probably just about anything. So call the people you can count on when you're in deep shit. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE, or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com.
No update on Dustin Diamond, man.
Okay.
It's very sad. Hope he's okay.
This is...
I can't believe... who is the... Wells Fargo would kick him when he's down.
Luke Nowacki would love to help you come up with a financial plan. These are dicey times, and I've been reading about the Trump-Biden polls and the fact that Wall Street is expressing its concern and people are possibly reshaping their portfolios.
I thought they had a huge day today. They did earlier.
Did they?
Well, yeah, because the jobs report was pretty good.
Well,
oh, and then it went down at the end of the day. That's,
you know, I don't think you can ever exactly predict these things. Usually the market will bake something in for who wins as president if they think Biden's going to win. And I think there's a new betting service that says Trump's chances are 33% at present. So if there's anybody I trust a betting service before I trust a poll because they have money on the line.
Not to get too far off the lugry, but there was a big article I was reading about. They finally found Trump's kryptonite with ads. And what do you think it is? And what I mean by that is his words that they could use against him because nothing mattered in 2016.
People well, there's so care. Many. I was actually sitting down thinking about if I worked for Trump,
one thing in particular,
or if I worked for Biden, what would I use? Because they'll use anything. I mean, there's nothing is off the limits.
There's one thing with polling that they've found really sways it.
Let's see.
It's not that because people hate what
coronavirus.
You got it. Because people hated what he would say on Twitter, right? All this noise that he would make, all the complaining, all the fighting, but it never personally hurt the majority of Americans. But his response to coronavirus has impacted wallets and health of a lot of people. That's the one thing. So that's why you're going to keep seeing him go, I told him, slow down the testing, please.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be seeing that line a ton because that apparently is the one that resonates with a lot of people. Because it affects them.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I did honestly believe he was joking because I saw him say that live, and he said he was joking. But whether he was joking or not, I thought, honestly, this is made to order for tomorrow's news. That one line.
But then he said he doesn't kid the following day. But the Lone Ranger mask thing
was
hilarious.
Oh, my God,
that was
really funny. He's backtracking on masks.
Well, and then he's like, I think I look pretty good at it.
There is much to discuss about your finances, or maybe your 401k, or maybe you purchase mutual funds or equities on your own and you want someone to verify what you're doing, or maybe you need to start from scratch, or maybe you want to put somebody through college. There's a million reasons you might want to call Luke Nowacki or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services off the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748.
Yeah.
All right. So, was there one more video today? We saw Miami. We saw the Harvard girl. We saw the Auburn Hills. We saw the girl, the super woke white girl trying to spook the horse. And there was, you know, I'm not kidding you when I say watch the news for about a week straight. Watch one newscast for about a week straight. And notice how many stories are about race. It's unbelievable. And it's not like they're about, you know, here's what, it's never a positive story. It's always a dispute, almost always. And one of the stories last night, and this there was not really a video about this, but it was about the DeCarlo's Banquet Hall in Warren. Did you guys see that story?
No.
This guy shared a post. Did he like it or share it? I think he shared it, and it was a denunciation of BLM. So he was deemed a racist And of course, he's on the news saying, I'm not a racist. And I guess he's losing bookings and, you know, it's getting blown up. It was like the second story on Channel 7.
Why post?
Well, he didn't post it. He shared it. But why share? Why do anything?
Yeah.
Especially in that position, because you're going to be, you know, if somebody goes, oh, that's the guy who owns DiCarlo's banquet hall. You know, I'll show him. So, yeah. So he's begging for forgiveness. The Aaron Hernandez story.
He said he should have read the post more thoroughly before he shared it.
Yeah. It was... I don't think sharing that post was going to do him any good as a business owner.
Do you want to know what the post said? That
I saw it
more thoroughly. Black Lives Matter. The entire country is sick of your shit. Sick of the lawlessness. Sick of the riots. Sick of the threats and demands. The only thing you've managed to accomplish in all this is to live up to your ghetto stereotypes. Congratulations. That's the one he needed to apparently read more thoroughly.
I imagine that the first part of that post, I bet you there's a lot of people who would agree with that. I'm not saying they're right, but he's a business owner. He cannot share or like a post. Even if it didn't include the second paragraph, which was a lot more damning, there's no way a guy like that can do that.
I mean, I'm not going to judge whether the guy's racist or not, but I don't know why you would need to post that.
Well, I don't think anybody needs to post it.
What he accomplishes with that.
No, I'm sure he regrets it terribly. And anytime you see someone on the news saying, I'm not a racist, I mean, it just...
How's that work out for people?
It just never seems to quite...
That's what's so insane about this.
It's crazy. So anyway, Aaron Hernandez has a special on Reels on the 5th. And it's about his...
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
I hit that like 10 seconds ago.
His jail cell lover, roommate.
Yeah.
And he says they're kind of doing dribs and drabs on Radar Online and some other places. Anyway, he said that Aaron thought it was funny that he killed the two guys who bumped him in the club. That he actually chuckled about it privately. And he told him the whole story...
Good one.
It's hard to imagine that people talk about their crimes to cellmates and other people in prison, but you don't have anybody else to talk about. So I think we find that a lot of times these things are true. And I mean, there have been a lot of crimes solved because they said something to a cellmate or to somebody in prison that were very key in terms of solving the crime or solving the fact that or you know, proving the fact that they did it if they're just being jailed and they haven't gone to court yet. Well, in Aaron's case, he had not gone to trial yet, but he did tell him the story. And he said that Aaron did think it was kind of funny and that there was an argument, as we had heard, and that he felt very disrespected.
God.
Now, the guy bumped him on the dance floor, and I think it spilled a little bit of Aaron's drink.
Yeah.
That's really about all it was. Mm-hmm. And...
But he'd already shot someone, right?
At this point? He had already shot two people. He had killed one. He'd shot the other guy in the face who lived.
Right. And scared the living crap out of him.
So, anyway, apparently they watched this guy leave the club, and I think he drove down the street to another parking garage, maybe to go in another place or something. Mm-hmm. So... Aaron and the driver, who was the only guy that testified against him in the case, they sat in the parking garage for 3 hours waiting for this guy to come out so Aaron could shoot him.
Yep.
He wanted to shoot the passenger, and I guess he accidentally shot the driver, too.
It's pretty wild that after 3 hours you don't calm down and maybe rethink things.
Well, I thought that in 3 hours, maybe it just built up like, I've been waiting for this fucker for 3 hours. I got to get this fucking guy. Like, maybe in a way he had a time investment now, so to not murder him wouldn't be enough.
But if he was fucked up, you think he would sober up a little unless he was, you know, doing something else in the car. I don't know. It just seems after 3 hours.
Or be exhausted.
I know. Wouldn't you be? I think after 20 minutes, be like, all right, fucking, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going. I got better things to do than sit with this dude in the car.
Kind of hard to get in the head of Aaron Hernandez.
Unless he was making out with the driver.
May have been. Well, they said that there was suspicion that Aaron was lovers with the guy he shot in the face.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And a couple other of those guys. But anyway, he also told him that if... he could beat these two cases because this guy, the roommate lover slash lover, who doesn't want him out, by the way, because he's got him all to himself.
Hot.
He was surprised at how stressed out Aaron was getting about the trial because it's like, what the fuck? He's already in here for life. I mean, yeah. Why is he getting all worked up? He knows he did it. He laughs about it. But he said that the reason Aaron was so stressed out was because the attorneys felt if he could beat those two murders, they could flip the other one and he could be free. That they literally were convincing Aaron that you could go home. We've got to win this one, and then we're going to win the appeal on the first one, and you're going to be free and clear.
Jose Baez?
Jose Baez. He didn't mention by name.
What a great guy.
Yeah, I know. Well, he got Tot Mom out. So it's good for him.
Tot Mom. Thanks, Nancy Grace.
She has a new nickname. She's all over another case right now.
Nancy Grace's? What's yes. she on?
I don't know, but I saw her on one of the morning shows, and she looks just the same as last I remember her.
Is she fighting with Dan Abrams again? Every time she's on GMA, she fights with him.
I want those two to make out with each other.
They probably
I think they'd go nuts. I think they'd go wild.
I don't know. Is she his type?
She might be. I don't know. He's a,
no, I want you two to kiss each other.
You know, it's weird. I don't find her. I mean, she's not my type. I mean, like that. But I like Nancy Grace. I just like her. She just basically tells it like it is, and she's unapologetic about it. But if you've been a prosecutor,
you like what you see.
You kind of have to be that way. Anyway, I'm trying to think of the case she's all wrapped up in right now.
Is it the Army case, Fort Hood? So she's been tweeting about.
Is it not Daybell or anything like that?
Wait.
Chad Daybell or Lori Mallow?
I think it is. No. God, I can't remember.
Because when I Google her name, Nancy Grace, the only two things that keep popping up is Chad Daybell and Lori Daybell and or Lori Mallow and the Vanessa Guillen
Army. I think
the special is on Lori Mallow, who, by the way, was crying in court the other day.
What?
The first expression of any emotion.
Wow.
Any. I mean, none. She has been absolutely stoic. In fact, laughing occasionally when she's made appearances. But she actually
maybe
was.
Maybe she knows the world's not going to end.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be until July 22nd.
Maybe.
That's when Chad said it would end.
Maybe she realized her podcast she killed her wasn't kids? Doing well.
Oh, shit. We got less than 3 weeks then.
Yeah.
Till the world ends?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was really fascinated by the fact that she was crying because I'm dying to know what's going on in her head. Has she suddenly realized that she got caught and for all the bluster about how, no, we didn't do it. I mean, you'll see. And her relatives supporting her. Did she somehow actually believe she was going to get away with this and now she knows she's not going to get away with it? Or does she actually feel bad for killing her kids? Does she feel bad for killing her ex-husband? Does she feel bad for, I mean, she has a lot to feel bad about. That's why I kind of don't feel like she really feels bad about any of it.
Well, I wonder if she's on, would they give somebody like that medication while awaiting trial?
Yeah, I think they would.
Maybe she's on medication.
That's right. Lock her up.
Maybe she's on medication now and realizes.
Truth serum?
Yeah, truth serum.
Yeah, we've got her on truth serum.
Everybody should be on truth serum.
Maybe they put her in the sweat box and she confessed it. God, they got to bring that sweat box back. I'm telling you.
You want to hear some breaking news?
Sure.
The NFL, they love to cure societal ills.
Yeah, unless it's their own players.
They are now, before every week one game of this season, that's not going to happen. They're going to play Lift Every Voice and Sing.
What?
Does that ring a bell to what that song? Does anyone know what that song is?
No.
Do not?
It's commonly referred to as the Black National Anthem.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a poem. And I don't know why I've seen, I think because reading up on Juneteenth, that was a big song that people would play. And so now the NFL, that's how they're going to get cured off. So what happens if someone kneels during it?
Are they going to knock off the national anthem done by the slaveholder?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, the NFL is going to cure everything, apparently. But what if Drew Brees kneels during that song? What is the NFL doing?
I'm not sure.
So stupid, man.
I read a few weeks ago, or maybe it wasn't even that long ago.
They're going to perform it before the anthem, the national anthem.
And certain players had said that they would take a knee. this year. And they were talking to people sort of, you know, yeah, I've got season tickets. So what do you think about this? And a lot of people were saying, well, I've really examined my, you know, looked in the mirror and, you know, sort of the Jimmy Fallon thing that I've educated myself. But I just don't know if I believe there won't be some boos when people take a knee
First off,
NFL games. But maybe not.
Nobody's going to be there to boo if games happen this year.
It's true.
So it may, that little lessens it. But, you know, there'll be an uproar about it because that's people.
Yeah, there'll be a politician that tweets about it.
Where's the uproar over the national anthem being by a slaveholder? Where is that uproar? I mean, for you see all it out the there. Uproar, I go... Wait, there's a few things out there that are so obvious that I'm stunned that no one has said anything.
Just stop playing it. Nobody can handle it.
Hugh Downs died.
I know. On the down low. Hugh Download.
We talked about him last night, and then he dies the following day. I feel like that's...
You killed him, Trudy.
Well, Hugh...
I don't think I mentioned him. I think it was you, Mara.
He was allegedly on the Downs low... according to a man who acknowledged his gayness at the age of 91.
Yeah.
And he, I thought, I mean, I never really had it clear in that interview whether he was saying Hugh Downs was truly gay.
I don't think he
was. Because I just didn't believe it.
I don't think he was. I think it just kind of, they just happened to party with him for some reason.
It was just so weird. Let's see. Brandon, you have a boner line?
Well, no, I don't.
No. Really? What happened?
I thought that it was three a week. We already did three this week.
Okay, because the.
We did three this week.
Manscaped is in the copy.
Right, my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, we did three this week, and last night I spent 4.5 hours dumping down phone calls. Ugh, a lot of phone calls.
Whew.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's just dumping them down.
Okay.
That's a lot of work for a 5-minute bit.
Well, scrap the boner line. Wait, what's the 5-minute bit?
The boner line.
Oh, the boner line.
I told them, I said, make it a 2-minute
bit. Wait, so you had to sit there and watch it download the whole time, or did you just turn on the recorder?
How else are you going to get the audio onto the computer, you know?
Well, can you preview
it? You have to babysit it the whole time?
No, well, you can't preview it.
Oh. It doesn't give you like on my phone, like on a cell phone.
I'm wondering if the opportunity cost is too large.
I kind of think so. I told him to make it a 2-minute bit and just listen to, you know, 40% of the calls that come in.
I know, but that's a dick move to a lot of people that call.
Well, I mean, you know, call's good or not within the first 4 seconds, right?
No, you don't. You really don't. Because sometimes people make multiple points and I'll use like their last point or something. And if they're taking the time to call
209-66-boner.
Then I want to at least give them the courtesy of listening to it.
What percentage of the calls are of no value whatsoever?
What percentage are no value?
Yes.
Probably about 30%.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Good.
Over the past couple months, many people have been impacted financially one way or the other. And now more people, it seems, will be because... bars are closing. There's fear that with the coronavirus on the rise, maybe other things will be shut down. Maybe more people will have to sit out or be furloughed or who knows what. I mean, hospitals are furloughing people like crazy.
Yeah.
If you're one of the people going through a difficult period from a financial standpoint, one that's critical enough to make you consider some bankruptcy options, nobody wants to do this, but it does happen, and since March, the entire country has really been shit on. And that's in Tad Klimek's copy. Tad practices exclusively in Chapter 7, Fresh Starts, and Chapter 13, Restructuring. It's a solo practice. You'll talk to Tad personally, not to a paralegal or somebody else. Plus, consultations are free, and since there's no physical hearings right now, everything is done via phone and video. So if you're on the fence about this, it has to be done over the phone. You can't drive 20 minutes there and back. It's as simple as a phone call. He's also a big listener to the Drew and Mike show and has been for years. He's easy to talk to, and he gets it. In today's climate, it's more important than ever to call Tad Klimek if you are having problems. Go to klimeklawoffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K, lawoffice.com. It's actually Tad answering the questions. He won't hide from any fees and costs, so if you're feeling the pressure, visit klimeklawoffice.com. Take advantage now, and remember, know your options before you have none. And the boner line, if it was boner line day, well, do we have to read copy?
We don't have to read it, no.
Oh, okay. Mm. I'll just tell you anyway that 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's a freebie. Manscaped, you owe us.
Mm.
Justin Bieber's lawsuit, I'm really intrigued by this. He is suing the two girls who tweeted. Now, he's a very, very public figure.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted that they were sexually assaulted by Justin Bieber. My personal opinion is anyone who tweets something so heinous that is not true, that I hope he wins this lawsuit.
Well, my first thought when I read about it was,
you got a problem? You just throw some money at it and say, go away.
$10 million?
That's, I don't think.
I don't blame them, but still.
I don't think these girls have $10 million.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Do you think they'll be able to retain representation to fight his lawyers?
No, I don't.
Alan Dershowitz might represent him.
Yeah, they are underage.
If he can be in his underwear.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would really, really
great
like
lawyer.
To know what went on between these people. Because they keep using one term, that it is factually impossible that this happened. No one says he never met her or her. No one ever says that they didn't roll around in a bed. No one said that these people are out of left field, that no one has any idea who they are. They just say that it's factually impossible.
Did he say that in the filing?
He did. Yes, he did.
Oh, boy. Well.
And I find that really strange. There's nothing to the effect that I never had any contact with these people. I don't know them. I didn't have sex with them. I mean, maybe there's more to the filing than I've been made aware of. But the girl, Danielle, who, by the way, has deleted her tweets, and I think she's deleted her account, and she was being, I guess, wildly attacked by
the
Beliebers.
She was hit with a $10 million defamation suit.
Well, I think she'd already deleted all the stuff because the Beliebers were attacking her. The second girl brought hers up in 2017 when it happened, and she deleted it back then, and she's come back with it in 2020 after Danielle tweeted out thinking that, oh, well, maybe, you know, if I get behind her, this will have more of an effect. And then she, of course, got wailed on, and she deleted her account also.
The one quote in the filings is that Justin Bieber has indisputable documentary evidence. Isn't this going to go back to the fact that you never had a room at the Four Seasons? He was at an Airbnb, which doesn't mean that you can't go in the Four Seasons because he was spotted in the Four Seasons.
Well,
week.
From what I've seen, he is using and he keeps showing all these other social media posts that have timestamps on them and saying,
okay,
you see, this picture was taken at this time, so I couldn't have possibly been there.
Well, I would like to know why Danielle has screenshots of conversations with his bodyguard, who is his bodyguard.
Yeah, and, well, they say she's kind of a hanger-on and constantly follows him around, kind of like the Grateful Dead or something.
But this guy is saying, you know, come up and have a drink with Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the screenshots make it sound very plausible that at a minimum she met him.
Mm-hmm.
And she spent time with him at 2:30 in the morning after sitting outside for 6 hours or whatever. The other girl also had some pretty interesting information. But to just dismiss it as factually impossible or it's documented, how do you document that you didn't have sex with someone?
Good point. You videotape everything you do. Everybody wears a body cam.
Yes, exactly.
I'm telling you,
man. So I don't know. I've always thought the response was strange, that it couldn't have happened because he was in town, but he wasn't here. He was there. Well, I mean, do we know that maybe the room he had at the Westin? Really? He was staying at the Westin? I mean, that is really hard for me to believe. He could have had a bunch of rooms at the Westin for his staff. They could have had a room at the Four Seasons that's not in his name. Yeah. It wouldn't be in his name.
Under his manager's, bodyguard's.
So,
it would never be under his name.
I don't think this factually impossible evidence is as powerful as they make it sound like.
Well, if it didn't happen and he wins his lawsuit, I hope he plans to collect every penny he can from them.
I guess I just want to see. you know, Justin Bieber does not seem like the rapist kind of person. He seems like a thoughtful guy. I mean, it seems like a nice, I want to call him a nice
kid. Remember, we're thinking of Justin Bieber 2014, not now, not after he found religion and cries everywhere.
That's true. He was causing a lot of ruckus.
No, I agree.
He's a punk.
And they were doing the phone collecting thing and all that. Yeah. And that's scary, by the way. If anybody ever wants to collect your phone,
hit record and hit
it. Doesn't rub me the right way. But he never says that I've never met these girls. I've never had any sexual contact with these girls. They never say that. And I don't know why you wouldn't say it. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes. But we know he's met them because, like you said, they went up to the room.
Well, I think he did. I mean, it seems very plausible. And she also names other people that were there, the hairdresser by name and somebody else. And, by the way, he takes his hairdresser everywhere he goes.
I think he is Michael Irvin.
Well, let me, if there's any odds and ends, can you
I have
maybe
lots
run
of odds and ends.
And I'm just going to run up and heat up my coffee.
Does anybody know who Kehlani is? Have you ever heard of some singer named Kehlani?
Which no. I always hear
Kehlani Ray Rafko, but there's a singer named Kehlani or Kehlani. She's being sued for wrecking a Ferrari, and she's being sued for wrecking it because it was a rental.
Oh, nice.
So 25 years old, she rented a Ferrari from a third party, and now the company that rents it's like, hey, you said you were going to use that for personal use, but guess what? She used it in a video, and she crashed it. Because she hit an animal and just left the car there.
Oh my God! What a
what is his name?
Name Kehlani, Kehlani. Kehlanic. I mean, not yeah. That's her given name, Trudy. Kehlani's the nickname.
Yeah, her stage name.
They lost around $35,000 in rental fees because, of course, they couldn't rent it out while it was being fixed. The car's value's been reduced, so they're going after for a lot of money. I had never heard of her. Apparently, she had some hits, but I just thought it was funny. This 25-year-old rents and totally destroys it. Markle's in the news again.
Oh, boy.
Because
that
big lawsuit against, is it against the Daily Mail and some other tabloids over there? But one of the things that came out now is that she felt unprotected by the monarchy while suffering tremendous emotional distress and mental health problems while pregnant with baby Archie. And apparently it was the monarchy's job to make her feel better. She's just still shitting all over him. She's the worst.
She, A, chose to be in that situation. B, she is a grown-up. She
no
survived
shit.
Hollywood?
No
and
shit.
She
why,
can't take that?
Why did she feel...
I wouldn't even have said that because I don't consider her anything special in Hollywood whatsoever. I think holding that briefcase on Let's Make a Deal or whatever it was called and then having some role on Suits or Entourage or some shit...
Yeah, well, I saw Entourage. I know you have to have a thick skin to be in Hollywood. It's not necessarily that you're successful, but you still have to, you know.
She apparently thought she was hot shit once Suits, the show nobody has ever seen, once she got that role. this new book actually sounds kind of interesting about her and Harry, although most of it's leaked, so who really knows what else is left to say. Her legal team is also fighting, and I love that they're arguing about this, how much money the royal wedding brought in. Because they talk about how that was more expensive than William and Kate's wedding, and that it only, it cost $40 million, I guess. But now they're saying it brought in $1.25 billion for the economy.
It did?
Did it have a huge TV deal?
Yeah, well, how? Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it kind of did, didn't it?
No, they don't. No one sponsored it. It wasn't brought to you by Tampax or FedEx or whatever.
Well, but it was aired. I mean, who's the one? I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to pay the rights, if there's a rights fee to air it, do you? Mm-hmm. And who do you pay, the BBC, or do you actually pay the royals? Maybe. But, you know, they sell all those trinkets like plates and glasses with their picture on it. But I find it really hard to believe that that stupid wedding brought in over $1 million. Brandon, you know who Bernie Ecclestone is, right? Because of your love of Formula One racing.
No, is that the 90-year-old who has kids now all the time?
He's 89, and his wife just gave birth to another son of his.
Gross.
And if you want to laugh really hard, look up a picture of this dude and his wife.
Let me see.
I got to pull it up on the computer.
That's, look it up. Old seed should not be sown. It is a danger to the
He's going to be a great dad. Nothing like being 92 and rolling around like a 3-year-old.
Well, okay, he'll be 110 when the kid goes to college.
Brandon, but... that laugh means you just found the photo, right?
Well, I brought it up here.
Look at that photo, Drew. That's his wife. First off, she's a foot taller than him. Well, yeah, he's a multi-billionaire, Drew.
I know, but she's got her.
She's 89 years old, and he's still cranking out children.
And they name their son Gross. Ace.
She has to be under him when he's huffing and puffing.
Gross.
Think of, and plus, can you imagine how hard she has to work on that thing to make it go?
That newborn's oldest sister.
Next thing you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping and sweating.
You know what?
Newborn's oldest sister, 65.
I think Bernie Ecclestone thinks he's hot.
Oh, he does.
I'm serious. He's 90, and I think he thinks he's hot. He's got bangs.
He loves those shades. He's always got shades on. They name their kid Ace. What a cool name.
Oh, God. What a Jesus.
So so his kids are 65, 35, 31 in 2 days. His wife, by the way, how old do you think she is just looking at that picture?
Let's see.
I put her around 40.
Really? Okay, I thought she was younger than that. She's 44.
She looks younger than that. She looks great.
Yeah. Even though she's a foot taller than him.
Fabiana?
Yeah, she's smoking.
Oh, well. There's two people that there's cancellation talk about today, and I don't think either one is going to happen. It's not really cancellation, but I was really surprised to read a story about Ellen DeGeneres that apparently her show, the ratings are not good.
Oh,
now,
really?
I've never, ever heard that. All I hear is that she won the Emmy for this, and she won this and that and this and that. And I was under the impression she has huge guests, too. I mean, big people go on that show. So I just thought she was killing it in daytime.
Well,
but
what competition does she have during the day?
I don't know, but
I mean, I know it's not a big money maker. That time
maybe
slot, but
they're just spending too much money on cushions or something.
Well, that's a large capital expense.
Well, we know they're not spending money on sets because people will send her gifts, and then she uses it as part of the set. Remember that she re-gifted a gift?
Yes. What? Now, she's taking a lot of shit because she really blew off a lot of her staff when COVID hit and they couldn't record. She just said, you're furloughed, bye.
Yep.
And the staff, I was really taken aback because the staff started popping off about, she makes $87 million a year, what, she can't pay us? And I guess a lot of people felt that they were working overtime when the show was actually rolling, that they weren't getting paid for, and they kind of suggested that she's really cheap. And that she's some other things, too, like a major bitch. Yeah. And she sends people home for having bad breath or for not brushing their teeth before she sees them and all kinds of weird things. And it sounds like a lot of them are possibly true.
How big is her staff, do you think?
It was pretty big. I mean,
it's like 100 people?
I want to say like 50. Because so I think they furloughed 25.
So what does that cost? 50 people.
If you're making like $87 million,
She's worth $330 and she really couldn't keep those people employed. She couldn't.
Personally, if I had $337 million, of course. I think any normal person would, but a lot of people look at it as, if the show's not making money, then who knows how she looks at it? You're not working, so why should I pay you?
That's horseshit, man.
I think it's horseshit too, but the part about the declining ratings was the part where it's like, wait a second. Anyway, she denies that the show is going anywhere. And I guess they're revamping the show, which leads me to believe something is wrong with it, ratings-wise. Why would you revamp it?
So, gosh,
no more dancing.
She's been on for... She's not going to dance anymore, remember?
No more dancing. It's part of the revamp.
Yeah.
And then...
The ratings are down 14%. How many people watch it?
I think we'd be surprised how many don't watch it. Because, you know, it's like I look at those cable news numbers and I go, what? That's how many people watch Anderson Cooper?
Well, that I believe. There's a lot more competition at prime
time. It's prime time.
A lot more eyeballs, but still.
During the day, there aren't that many people watching, so it probably, I mean, who knows? 14% doesn't seem like that much. And plus, it's Ellen. She's advertiser-friendly. You know, she's a very beloved person. She seems like a sweet person, but apparently she's not such a sweet person all the time or to everyone. So, anyway, they're denying that.
She knows so much about fish.
The other person.
4.2 million. On average.
That's a ton of people.
Yeah.
For a daytime show?
Yeah, very specific.
Who could possibly be beating her? With 4.2 million, that's 4.2 million a day?
Average, yeah.
The doctors?
Wow.
No. The View? I don't know. What's she against? Yeah. TMZ Live. She's against TMZ Live.
Oh, well, yeah. That could explain
they're beating her. Sure.
I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, people watch TMZ Live.
The other person who there's talk of cancellation is the uncancelable, as he puts it, Dave Portnoy from Barstool. And apparently people are making sport of digging up old things from his shows and getting them out there. And he just basically came out and said, nope, not going to be canceled. You know, times change and what's appropriate changes. But I tell it like it is. And that's why people like what we do at Barstool. There were also complaints. I don't know if they came from the hosts themselves or not. But the suggestion was being made that black Barstool hosts are being put in an untenable situation because they either have to apologize or for what Dave Portnoy says or said, or they are just zipping their mouth because he's the boss. He says that anybody is free to say whatever they want on those Barstool shows, that he is not a person who really parses content. He's more interested in do people like the show or not.
I'm serious. I don't know the answer. Is he overtly racist? Has he said?
He said some things that were okay. He said that Colin Kaepernick looks like Osama bin Laden. That was one of them. He sang along with a song that had the N-word in it. He said that. Why?
The Osama bin Laden thing.
Well, did you hear? Did you hear his? Yes. His emergency press conference where he mentioned this cancel culture.
I did.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch it. I read about it.
To tell you the truth, I thought it was some of the best said stuff when people come after you for past shit. I thought he did a great job with it, personally.
I thought so, too. I don't think he's...
You want to hear it or no?
Yeah, go ahead. Play it.
Press conference time. Well, it took him long enough. Cancel culture finally coming after Barstool. I mean, they've come after what? Jimmy Kimmel, Joe Rogan, Bill Simmons. Now it's our turn. You knew it was going to happen. To be honest, they've been coming after me for 17 fucking years. People want to get rid of us. And here's the thing. I've been doing this for 2 decades. I've made fun of every group of people, every race, every creed, every culture, you name it. We've made jokes about it. So if the No Fun Club, if the cancel culture wants to go back, blog by blog, video by video, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, and comb through everything we've ever fucking said and done, yeah, you're going to find a few jokes that miss the mark. That things that are, if they were said today, you'd be like, how did they fucking say this? What are they, idiots? But times change. Sensitivities change. Cultures change. When you've been doing it as long as we have, things fucking change. It's like going into a comedy club for a comedian that you hate, that you didn't buy a ticket for, hearing a joke, running out to the street, be like, hey, you'll never believe what this guy said, without giving any context or even saying it was a comedy fucking show. That's what these people do. And I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to bend the knee. The thing people are coming at me now, the Kaepernick, it's like literally a joke from The Office, which, by the way, Steve Carell has said would never exist nowadays because people would cancel it in 2 seconds. Yet, the canceled people probably fucking love that show. They just fucking hate me. Now, keep in mind, there isn't one person I've ever worked with who has worked for me, we've done business with, interacted with, who will ever back up anything these haters say. Not one. I've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Instead, they just throw rocks, darts from behind bushes, and then when I turn around like, you want to talk about it? Because I can explain my thought process and defend myself. They never do. Nope. They just want to run and hide. Throw darts, run and hide. Well, fuck you. There's really fucking important issues going on in the world right now. Concentrating on trying to cancel a comedy site who's been doing it for 2 decades and has a mountain of evidence to support that they're just trying to be funny is not the best use of time. And not only that, I hate to break it to you guys, but whenever you try to cancel us and do these movements that pop up once every couple of years, it only makes us stronger because normal people want an escape for a couple fucking seconds from this fucked up world. And that's all we're trying to do. And it just makes them like us more. So, all right, keep trying to cancel us. We'll keep growing stronger. And when you're miserable and dead and fucking off doing your own thing, In the next decade, we'll still be here doing us, and you'll still be losing sleep about it. That's just how it goes.
Now, here's the thing is, I'm telling you, this is why people like Barstool, is because he doesn't apologize for shit like that. And there's a huge group of people who don't want to see everybody just crying and folding under every single piece of criticism they get.
Well, when people aren't big enough, or they're not strong enough, or they are really tipping on the edge of whoever employs them feels that, oh, we're gonna have to part ways with this person is trouble now.
It's always because, about money.
Yeah, it's always about money. So in the end, what happens is that the people who are in the best position in terms of career strength or financial strength, they survive. The people in the middle apologize profusely, and they get thrown off the bus under the bus anyway. It's like who were we talking about earlier? That the Jimmy Kimmels. Jimmy Kimmel didn't apologize at all. That was actually a very bad apology. In my opinion, he really suggested that black skin is not a big deal. And I thought, wow, it sounds like a Trump apology for the face mask when Trump said, I didn't wear it because I didn't want the media to have the satisfaction of me wearing it. And I'm sure Jimmy would hate being compared to Trump, but that's what it sounded like to me. It was an apology. It was not an apology.
The only way
Jimmy Kimmel is not in a position where he is teetering on. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's very successful and people love his show. So I don't think he has to worry about it.
And Portnoy is lucky because he's built this thing from the ground up, and it's not lucky, but I mean, fortunate that it's they don't have a boss. I mean, he's
the boss.
Top guy. The only way he could get hurt is if the advertisers, you know, like with Facebook, how those advertisers pulled out. But I don't. Who advertised?
By the way,
there?
Zuckerberg said, "Oh, they'll come back."
He's right.
He probably is, but I don't know if
they're
I would have
so
said
callous.
That. Yeah, I thought it was really obnoxious that he said that because honestly, it's the lack of vetting on these platforms that is causing a lot of problems.
I think he's speaking to investors when he says that.
I hope they double down and never ever ever come back.
But do you think Portnoy's advertisers care? No.
Probably not, unless they get under a lot of pressure, because there are people.
They're under a lot of pressure today after today's podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't seem. I mean, it seems like he's trolling with his new podcast.
What's a new podcast?
Thanks for reading the prep. So, Barstool Sports has several.
Thanks for
podcasts.
Sending 99 things a day.
And
thanks
one
for
of
vetting
the
prep
is Two Bigs. I've never listened to it personally, but I think the show consists of minority African-American. I don't know how many people, but apparently today they had a show and it was called the Barstool and N-word. And I, you know,
well,
it spells it out.
It's an acronym for now it's going to get extremely real.
Yes, but they're using it instead of, you know, the N-word. They're using it as now it's going to get extremely real. And so everybody.
Are they saying it?
Well, they're African Americans, they're allowed to.
Oh, well, then I don't know what the problem is. They can do
the problem is Barstool is, you know, Portnoy's the head. They want to get rid of Portnoy, so it's all over today where everybody wants Barstool to go down because they released a podcast that has the N-word in it. But the guy whose podcast it was, he's an African American, so that's
who's
where the real
host?
Question comes from.
There's two guys, isn't there, Brandon? The host,
you know. I don't know this show well at all. Two Bigs. I don't know who Two Bigs is.
It's actually kind of a brilliant marketing ploy by them to name it that, because now people know what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to remember.
Well, you know, some people will argue shows. Like, wait a minute. Well, there's so many songs with the N-word.
Nobody will ever explain to me why there are so many songs with so many N-words and nobody cares. Nobody cares. And then the minute somebody sings along with it, then it's so painful that person has to be canceled.
How do you recommend the podcast or the song that you like with the N-word in it to other people?
Trudy, how would you just say, you know, Jay-Z, the big one that he won all of his awards for? How would you tell
in
people?
Paris?
Yeah. Would you just say, hey, blank in Paris? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah,
I don't think that's how you say it, Trudy.
No, I don't really.
Now you're putting words in Trudy's mouth, you sexist.
I live with a millennial. I'm
Oh, so Joey's the racist.
Well no. He's the opposite of that. And Zoobs. My dad was one of those, you know, Drew, you understand, your dad's mentalities, and I never really liked hearing that either. So,
well, my dad didn't fire off the N word every 5 seconds like your dad.
But. Mine didn't, but he would occasionally make unfortunate, like a stupid joke, like Portnoy's talking about years and years and years ago.
Really, like what?
Yeah, let's hear your dad's best stuff.
It's a trap tree, don't say.
No. He said something in a coffee machine. That's okay, why, and I just cringe like crazy.
That's why I hate.
I like how he likes it.
Oh, like his women bitter? I don't know.
Yes, bitter and.
Well, this business of canceling people like yes. Don Cherry and, you know, oh my God, that piece of shit, Don Cherry, it's about time. It's like, you know what? He had a pretty good run. Does he have to go out on a note where he's such a flaming ass? I just thought that was crazy. And I know Don Cherry's fans love him anyway.
Yeah.
But so it doesn't really matter.
Then it gets tricky because if you're that business, what do you do? My God. What do you do?
Well, you say he had a great career. I mean, I'm not sure that it would have really hurt them to keep Don Cherry. I don't know because I don't really watch. I don't watch Don Cherry. I don't listen to Don Cherry.
You know, it's funny. I can't remember what Don Cherry did. His podcast is doing very well, though.
He said something about immigrants not buying lilies.
He wanted
him
to wear the flower for the World War One.
Yeah. Oh, poppies. Yeah.
Speaking of advertisers, the new one is, you know, the battle over the Washington Redskins and the changing of the name. They play in FedEx Field, and FedEx has now said, we want you to change the name or we're pulling our sponsorship. Is that going to be enough for Daniel Snyder to change the name of the team?
How much does FedEx pay?
$7.6 million. So my answer would be, yes, my answer would be probably not.
I don't know. I don't, you know, it's one of those things. It's like Yale. I cannot believe that Yale will make money is just anyway. Sitting there going, what do you mean? It's a right-wing poke. It's not a big deal. It's a slave trader, and it's a great name, and whatever.
I mean, the Redskins can exist without that $7.6 million because of how much money the NFL gets.
And wouldn't they have another?
I think the NFL would have to tell them to change it.
Yeah, you got it. It would have to be like an NFL boycott.
Well, but, that's what I was going to ask. Is normally when a sponsorship like this is gone, isn't there always another one that comes right back to say?
Do you want to be the one though that does it? Say you're in charge of I don't know Nike and FedEx polls because they don't like the name of the
team.
Well,
Nike won't do it.
Well,
you wait a year, people tend to forget. You know,
yeah,
maybe
who knows.
I don't know. If the noise is loud enough, I don't know if they'd want to be the one that fouls it. Unless it's Barstool, maybe they'll sponsor it.
On the Portnoy story, by the way, I was trying to find out, who's stirring all this up? And the only thing I could find was Jemele Hill tweeting out old Barstool stuff, which was about Colin Kaepernick looking Arabic. And, you know, he thought he was an ISIS guy or he looked like an ISIS guy or something. And it was all, he was joking. Whether that's good or whether that's bad, you can decide. But Jemele Hill, I had no idea because I don't. Does anyone remember people calling her out for bad tweets?
For the trans one, yeah. Is that what
you're
talking about?
Did you know about that, Brandon?
I don't recall a trans.
I didn't even know what they were talking about, but apparently she belittled trans people at some point. And so Portnoy retweeted her trans tweet and said, cancel Jemele Hill, which trended. So Dave Portnoy did not trend, but Jemele Hill trended. So I think Barstool has a lot of people behind them.
Oh, yeah. They
those stoolies are pretty damn loyal. And most of the time, it's just because of it's a us versus them mentality. It's a big fuck you. You're not going to cancel me. Fuck you. And they're bros and they stick to it. And now just a really quick side thing off of Barstool for a second. Mark, you did mention that maybe Portnoy being lucky or not lucky or something like that.
I didn't
that,
mean but, lucky. I just meant fortunate that, you know, it's his business.
I honestly think that Dave Portnoy is a product of extreme luck. What did he want to do? He wanted to create a sports rag, a sports blog. But it just so happened that he was in Boston. And in the last 20 years, sure. Boston has won 6 Super Bowls, three World Series, an NBA championship, an NHL Stanley Cup. They've won everything.
He did bust his ass,
though. If that dude would have tried to start it in Detroit, it would not have taken off.
No, and I mean, in just the city alone, Boston kind of, I would think, fits the tone and mentality. a bar stool.
You have to have the success
days.
Of those teams. Can you imagine some dude trying to create a blog right now about the Lions?
No, because no one cares. Ugh. No, you're right, but he did bust his ass. And it's a pretty amazing story how he built it up from the little rag that it was.
Sure, but I really think that that's the benefit of having sports teams that are
people
very
care about.
Good yeah. and that win is it boosts your economy because everybody wants to go out and party and celebrate and go out on the nights of the big games. Whenever there's a parade, you have all this commerce and stuff like that. So, in the last 20 years, Boston's been killing it.
Plus, Portnoy had a great education too. So.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Where'd he go?
How could you even mention that he went to Michigan is shameful.
You're in the cult, bro!
Michigan is a shame that he went to Michigan.
He's talking about his high school.
Kirk Menahan was a Boston personality on sports radio in the morning. He is now on Barstool, doing very well. And it dawned on me, because I started diving into him, like, wait, that's just a local radio show on Barstool. And it is. Portnoy knows Kirk Menahan, and I couldn't help thinking, God, I wonder if Barstool would have been a better place for us just because it gives you that national. I mean, Menahan says all kinds of people now from all over the country are sampling his show because he's on Barstool.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But
is it too late?
Yeah, probably so. I don't think Barstool wanted a Detroit show. I don't know. Maybe they would. I mean,
you know what they need? They need someone to clean up their Sirius XM channel. I know that they just take the podcast and throw it on Sirius XM, but the quality is garbage. And when you have a channel that's dedicated to the work you do.
What channel is it?
Barstool Radio is, I can't remember which one it is. It's on there, though.
I've never listened to it.
It must be not a throwaway for them, but I'm sure it's the last thing on their list of things.
I would think they could hire people to make it sound good, though, and have a couple live shows. But anyway, Menahan. His show is not that far ahead of our show, but he's got the benefit of Barstool, and he hasn't been on that long either. So, I mean, they just blew that show into a podcast overnight, and he did have good ratings in Boston on a sports station. But they don't just talk about – they talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to wrap up, and then I thought, well, let's just get this one final thing out there just because it was a good story. And I was thinking about doing it early in the show because it was so off topic – which it seems to be the goal these days is to find ways to get off of the current scenario of COVID-19. I was watching Web of Lies on the ID station, Investigation Discovery, and they tell this crazy story, and I'm like, where is this story going? First of all, I'm thinking, this is nuts. It's about this girl named Emma who lives in Farmville, Virginia, with her mother, Deborah. Her parents are divorced. Her father, Mark, lives 15 minutes away. And she has a very good friend in West Virginia named Melanie, who she calls Mel. And she and Melanie are big time into horrorcore music. Anyway, is it horrorcore?
I thought so, yeah.
Horrorcore. And I guess it's a kind of rap music that's just, I know the big label is Serial Killer Records or something. I think that's one of the labels for horrorcore. And it's grisly, but it's got a following. And so
it's big here because isn't Brandon, wouldn't you kind of say ICP, they're not exactly horrorcore, but they're associated with some of those acts.
Maybe.
I think it's pretty big.
If you want to take the Twisteds and the.
There you go. Yeah. Twisted.
I don't know if I guess I never knew that the genre was called horrorcore.
I think it's been around, but it's now got a name and it's got some labels behind it. And this one in New Mexico, Serial Killer Records, is apparently home to some of these artists. And this artist that Melanie and Emma love is playing in Detroit. And they planned a road trip to Detroit with Emma's mom, Deborah. And the only other complicating factor is that there's a guy who goes by Psycho Sam online, who is Deborah's boyfriend.
That's a great name.
And they're just online boyfriend, girlfriend. They've been talking for a year. They're madly in love, but they've never met. So Psycho Sam flies in from California, and Mel flies in from West Virginia.
I want you two to kiss each other.
And apparently, Emma immediately did not take to Sam, Psycho Sam.
Well, I can't imagine why after looking at pictures of him.
But she knew him for a year. They were, I mean, this is the danger of online relationships is, do you really know the person or do you not know them at all? And so it's like, and I'm immediately thinking, wait, but they got to drive to Detroit with her mom and Mel and go to the concert. And they're driving home, and then he's supposed to spend a couple more days there because it's their first week together, and they're madly in love. But she doesn't like him anymore. Like, an hour after he gets there, she just is so bummed out.
Couldn't mom, like, make an excuse as to why they can't go now? Or, like, she, I don't know.
Well, she probably should have.
Just directly say, no thanks,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm not taking you losers to this thing. I'm a doctor.
I'm feeling so awkward about this whole thing, and then they go to the show. And they have separate hotel rooms, I guess, but they're really kind of weirded out because Psycho Sam, who's a big horrorcore fan, he's really keeping to himself, and he seems uncomfortable and awkward and maybe...
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Maybe a little angry because...
Because he's nuts.
Emma's not really into him. Well, I think anybody would feel rejected.
His name's Psycho Sam. I mean, the guy's nuts.
Hey, I knew a guy named Psycho Sid in the WWF, and he wasn't that bad. So this guy's got, he's an APW, and he's got really weird hair.
Yeah, he does have an abnormally pink wiener. And I'm
just
not trying
all the dudes on the stage, all y'all gay.
I'm not trying to defend Psycho Sam, but I'm just saying you would feel rejected if you were a teenager and you had an online relationship for a year, and you flew in to finally spend a week with the woman of your dreams, and within an hour, she doesn't like you. So...
Well. Yeah.
They go,
you know,
they,
maybe you check that out before.
And you've got to drive to Detroit.
You are one pathetic loser.
They drive to Detroit with this guy, and it's just awkward, awkward, awkward. They go to the show, and not only are Emma and Mel in the front row just going nuts loving the show, they hang out with the band afterwards, and,
cool.
And she's flirting with the band.
Yeah, all right.
And this guy in the band's kind of into her, and she's into the guy. And meanwhile, Sam is getting just more and more bummed out.
Sam doesn't know how to pick up on cues.
So then they have to drive back to Farmville. 9 hours. 9 hours in a car with Sam.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's not just Sam. Psycho Sam.
Psycho
drive
Sam.
Safely.
So they drive home, and they go to bed, and the next day.
What?
Melanie's brother is trying to reach Melanie, and she's not answering her phone. And so her mom's like, oh, well, you know, Melanie. Her mom tries calling her, and she's not answering her mom's calls.
No, she's still sleeping, man.
And so this goes on for a while, and then she calls the house, and Psycho Sam answers.
Whoa.
And she says, oh, Psycho Sam, where is everybody? Melanie's not answering her calls. And he says, oh, this is crazy. They went to a movie. They'll be back. So she's like, oh, okay. Oh, jeez. So,
does everyone have to address him as Psycho Sam?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The whole
yes.
thing?
Yes. It's spelled S-Y-K-O, by the way.
Yeah!
Oh.
So apparently the movie's like a 20-hour movie because...
Hey, by the way, if you're looking for someone and some, oh, they're at a movie, your follow-up question shows you, hey, what movie are they at? What time?
Well,
because
yeah,
that's how you bust them in a lie.
Anyway, Melanie doesn't call her mom. So Melanie calls... She starts calling Melanie's friends and trying to find out what the fuck is going on. And then she finally reaches the police, who reveal that, Psycho Sam, he just called us because I think he had another conversation with the mom. And he said he would call the police, or she said, I want to call the police. Anyway, he called the police preemptive.
What's
and said,
going on, officer?
Said he was hearing voices in the basement. So the police came in the house, checked the basement. And nobody down there, so they left. Hmm. But just Psycho Sam was there. So then she calls Deborah's husband, Mark, the mother who took the kids to the horrorcore concert. And Mark lives 15 minutes away, and he's really upset. And he says, I'll call you as soon as I get there. So,
oh, hi, Mark.
Mark gets there, apparently, and he goes dark on Melanie's mom. He never calls her. So she's
Mark
like, what the fuck is going on? So she calls the police, and she's desperately, you know, naturally, she's her mother, trying to find out what the hell.
Where is he? I want to talk to him.
What the hell is going on? So then, let's see. When she can't get a hold of Mark, she calls the police for a welfare check. And they meet Richard, and I guess he calms the police down and says their car broke down somewhere.
Psycho Sam.
Yeah, his real name's Richard. I'm sorry. I really broke the
Who's this Richard guy?
Fourth wall.
Yeah. They check around a little bit. And
that's a great name.
I think he said the car broke down. Or I don't know what, but they leave.
Crazy.
So Kathleen begs the police to go back.
They leave?
Yeah, they leave. She begs them to go back, and they go back, and Psycho Sam isn't there.
Hmm.
So they smell something, so they go inside, and there's three dead bodies on the bedroom on the first floor and one dead body upstairs.
P.U.
And Psycho Sam, the aspiring rapper, has left.
Oh.
By the way, this guy's a total load when you look at him. He's not like
a complete load.
Not like a skinny guy.
I mean, you know, for all the sympathy I feel, I really am like, Emma, how could you ever invite that guy to come and spend all this fucking time with your mom and your friend? Are you nuts? So it
turns out he must have sent a fake photo.
He had killed all of them with a sledgehammer, three of them while they slept, and then he ambushed the father, Mark, when he showed up and killed him. He never showered or changed clothes after killing all these people, so he stunk.
P.U.
Jesus.
And in the meantime, Andres from Serial Killer Records, who Melanie's mom had gotten a hold of, he had been trying to reach out to these people because he knew some of these people. I don't know why, but he did. And he said that Psycho Sam had called him, and he was not at the house, but he said they were all dead.
Oh, great.
So... Huh. Richard, it turns out, or Psycho Sam, I'm sorry, Psycho Sam, he had left in the father's car.
Hi, Richard.
He had left in the father's car, and at 4 in the morning, he got stuck in a ditch in Farmville. He never got out of Farmville.
Thank God he didn't drive to the concert in Detroit.
So the police show up, and they're like, whose car is this? And he says, oh, it's my girlfriend's dad's. And they're like, oh, well, you see your driver's license? And they, you don't have a driver's license?
Driver.
They give him a ticket for not having a driver's license and leave.
That is the least effective police department in the world.
Yeah, but Psycho Sam's very convincing when they were questioning him. He just said,
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And they said, no, don't mind at all. Have a nice day.
Psycho Sam, apparently the car is disabled, but he is able to get a taxi to take him to the airport where the taxi driver, all he said was that he stunk so bad I had to put my window down for the whole drive. And they find Psycho Sam at the airport in the baggage department waiting for his plane, which is coming the next day.
Yeah.
And he's crashed. And they wake him up and they arrest him. And he admits that he killed all of them. And
Here's the audio when they arrested him.
No, I'm still sleeping.
And they
did you look at the pictures of them? Because there's pictures of the cops coming up to him in the airport and arresting him.
They showed that on the on the Web of Lies. They showed that.
You can tell how much he smells.
But the tow truck driver who took the father's car, Richard drove with him to get a ride to be dropped off
Psycho
at a
convenience
store. And Psycho Sam, yeah. And he said that Psycho Sam stung!
Smells like Bigfoot's dick!
So this guy, apparently...
Smells like a turd covered in burnt hair!
It seems like the most incredible thing about the story is how bad he stung.
It smells awful. Now I'm going to throw up.
I mean, they were so busy talking about how bad he stunk that they almost didn't press charges. They forgot about him.
Well, they were too busy puking.
Smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food.
What a psycho, man. You kill somebody, you don't even take a shower?
Psycho Sam was so psycho that when he was at the airport, he called his sister in California, who thought he's just having this nice week with, you know, his girlfriend, Emma. And apparently she didn't answer the phone. He left a voicemail. And at the end of the voicemail, he said, I love you guys. And she said that was so out of character for him that she knew something was horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh, my God. You know, there is one happy part to this. I feel really glad for the person that didn't have to sit next to him on the plane.
Plane, right?
Yeah, or practically anyone on that plane, because that whole plane would have smelled like it was coming back from Vegas.
Oh, that's what the smell was?
I think, and
that
I was
awful.
I was going to listen to
you. I mean, who could possibly like a smell like that? Disgusting smell.
There was a story about him on a podcast. A couple podcasts have done the story of Psycho Sam and the Farmville murders, and the host said that he does have music that's still online, and I was going to listen to it. And there's also, I think there's an interview with him online, too, and I was going to check it out just because I don't know why. It seemed ridiculous.
Here's the cop describing the scene.
I mean, the whole room looks like a Thanksgiving toilet after a turkey recall. Just spattered. Warped.
Here's some Psycho Sam.
Paint a picture.
Yeah, crank up some Psycho Sam.
What a turd.
I hear he's really talented.
The evil voices, they're in my head. They want to see me killed.
Yes! That sucks ass. They want to see
me. This is not. There was a fair amount of horrorcore I listened to this morning. It sounded a lot like this.
I
think he's got a few too many syllables in some of these lines.
He sucks.
Anyway, it's Psycho Sam. How many views does he have?
Quarter of a million on this song.
Really?
I'm sure it was about 15
he's a murderer
before he killed people.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of him leaving the court when he was convicted in his jumpsuit?
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
No, I know. He's smiling. Yeah, he's so happy.
What a dick.
I know. He is.
Unless he was smiling because he finally got a shower.
So I thought that was a nice note to end the week.
Yeah, what an uplifting story.
Sweet.
I don't know what anybody's going to do.
Happy Independence Day, except for you, Psycho Sam. You're not going anywhere.
Nope. And what do we celebrate on Independence Day?
America!
And our past. And those racists that wrote the Constitution.
Say, suck my big fat fucking sausage!
I mean, shouldn't we be ashamed on Independence Day?
These colors don't run.
For the horrible place we created?
Well, Drew, basically.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
No, it is. Honestly, I have to watch 90 Day Fiancé occasionally just to remind myself that it's not the worst place ever.
It's not.
Oh.
I mean,
people want to come here.
It might be second to the worst, but it's not the worst. Yeah, why does everyone want to come here so bad if it's so horrible? but it feels horrible. And honestly, when you see some of these other countries and how they treat people, it doesn't seem quite as bad.
Hey, all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
Get out.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
All right, we'll get us out of here, and we can get this weekend of going nowhere started.
A lot of fireworks to light off for people.
You know, this...
Bagel clear.
This is the... One of the biggest... Friday night, I guess, is one of the biggest bar nights you could possibly have when July 4th falls on a...
Saturday.
On a weekend. Yeah. So, that may have been one of the reasons... We're knocking the bars out of action.
Oh, interesting.
What you doing, Tanner?
And in fact, I think, wasn't Thursday the biggest COVID day in Michigan in a long time?
Yeah.
When they revert, Tanner?
Fun so, stuff. Yeah,
really fun. So we will not have a show on Sunday, which is the Monday show. But that was instead of doing this show, so there.
So there. Take that.
Hey, did you see Darren McCarty's pot brand? Is
Yeah.
I forgot to mention it.
I like the brand name.
What is it called?
It's cool branding.
Pucker Up?
Is that it? Yeah, I think it is. Pucker Up, yeah.
I had the info in front of me.
How ironic. And that's, I read about Darren's pot brand... 5 minutes before I read about Bob Probert, the 10-year anniversary of his death, I believe, is this weekend. And so they're having their big motorcycle run for charity. They raised a lot of money. And I guess that's about it, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Bagel tear.
Put it in reverse, tear. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, please. Oh, Lord. Oh, please. What you doing, Tanner? Tanner, what's going on?
bet this place sells illegal fireworks. Just go in and act casual like you buy them all the time. Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
My apologies, sir, but the sale of fireworks is prohibited in this state and is punishable by a... Follow me. Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
All right.
Gee, I don't know what you've got planned for tonight, Homer, but count me out. Didn't you buy any meat?
This baby's sure to kill something. Okay, now, everybody, stand back while I celebrate freedom. Bart, give me your matches.
Fresh out.
No lighter? Nothing? Oh! Wait, I got it. Go! Oh! The beer! Blue pinwheel, red pinwheel. Take my ball. The A green spinner to build suspense, and then the big finale, the kabow! Boom! 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 Get away! Forming an angry mob, eh? Who are we going after?